We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Terry!
What are you doing?
How's the crime tonight? How's the rhyme tonight?
Terry, what are you doing? What are you doing with a cop car?
I bought the car at Cop Car Mart. I got the
cop car mart?
At Uniform Junction. And then I got a gun from Everybody Bang Gun now. Tonight, the gun store. I thought I saw monster. Okay, we're good.
Stop it!
There's no bullets in it.
Okay.
All right. Knock it off! Knock it off!
Stop it, Terry.
I thought there were no bullets.
What the Terry?
Hi.
Oh,
what
geez.
The was that?
Jim.
What was that?
Are you all right? Are you all right?
We don't chloroform our friends.
He's been doing coke what back here. Did you see this?
Look, he's got powder all over his nose.
I've been baking a cake for you guys as a surprise.
Size does matter.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy,
that is good news.
But even though I don't have children of my own, people still show me photographs of theirs like I give a shit, eh? I don't mean my own family. They've given up, right? No, I don't mean now. I mean strangers, right? So I can be busy, I can be working, I can be on the set of a TV show or film or something, and you get someone who comes in for one day, like he's got one line or a stuntman, they come over, they introduce themselves, and I go, oh yeah, good to have you, I'll be with you in a minute. Then they hover, right? And they say, busy? I go, yeah, yes, yeah. I go, oh, you work in the weekend? Not filming, but I'll be in the edit or something, so yeah. And I go, oh, taking my youngest to ballet lessons. Oh, great. Yeah, she's 8. No. I got a photograph of her here. I want to go, you know what? Show me if she goes missing. I'll keep an eye open in the woods. You know what I mean? But you've got to go through the whole polite rigmarole. You've got to go, oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. It's got to be that long. Too short and it's awkward. They know. You go, yeah, right. Oh. Too long, and it's like, whoa, she's f-ing beautiful. It's a minefield, isn't it?
I come from some weird DNA. My parents met playing in a professional foosball tournament. So if you're embarrassed you met your spouse on Tinder, could be worse. Like, I literally wouldn't exist if it weren't for foosball. Yeah, which is sad. But some of you wouldn't exist if it weren't for boxed wine, so it's like, oh, whatever. Gets weirder. Not only is my dad a pro foosball player, he's also a slam poetry champion and an international yo-yo man. Yeah, my dad has the sex appeal love of fanny pack. I'm lucky, though, because most parents are disappointed if their kid becomes a comedian, but my circusy parents are like, wow, you did a show and they paid you $12? You're like a lawyer.
Hey, we all made it. All of us back from Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, guys.
Here we are. Let's stay in studio for a while.
I think that's the plan anyway, right?
Good.
Ricky Gervais, one of those two comedians that just led the show.
Uh-huh.
I watched Humanity on the flight out to Las Vegas. A+.
Yep.
A+. Especially if you hate Twitter. Because half of his set is basically talking about how stupid people are on Twitter. And reading actual tweets that that he's been sent over the years. Mm-hmm. It's very, very good. And then I also watched Norm Macdonald's Hitler's Dog, Gossip and Trickery on the way back.
Right.
Also.
Very, very good.
Very, very good.
I've never seen you laugh that hard.
Yeah, Norm got me multiple times. His bit about Hitler's dog is terrific. The gist of it is basically that dogs love you unconditionally, right? They just love you more than anyone else. And that Hitler's dog thought he was the greatest. And that dog was super excited to see people in general, but specifically Hitler.
Yeah. Well, true.
He made the point. When other people walked into the room, he's like, no, no, you're all right, and you're all right. You know, and he's talking about Nazis walking into the room like, no, I like you guys. You guys all seem nice, but where's Hitler?
That's funny.
God, Norm's great.
He is.
Yeah, both highly, highly recommended. Norm Macdonald and Ricky Gervais. Both on this thing called Netflix. I left Las Vegas broker than ever. Sauce, you did as well. Chris, I think you still flush with network funds, correct?
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about that. That's
nice
the,
hit.
That was the most successful Vegas trip I've ever had.
Good. Well done.
Hey, AJ, is this what you're talking about right here? Is that what you recorded right there?
No, I didn't put it in, but yes, that is it.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Danko.
Mm-hmm.
We got a brand new thingy going on with the weather today.
Brand new thingy.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work as far as
the bed. Yeah, bed I don't know goes, either.
We'll figure it all out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Who cares?
I do know this. Speaking of figuring it out, when my alarm went off this morning, I had to look around my room and figure out where I was for a minute.
Sure.
You know? I was like, okay, all right, that's my alarm. That makes sense. Where those? Okay, those are my windows. Okay, I'm home. All right. Those are my bedroom windows. Yeah.
Because your alarm travels with you nowadays.
Yeah, of course.
It's your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
So you woke up. You said, "Let's go back to the mustache."
No, I did.
Yeah. What caused that?
I know.
It looks good.
No.
No, it does.
You look I've like always a, liked the mustache.
Thank you. So
you look
much.
Like a cop.
Yeah.
You say cop?
Oh, of course. Okay, cop. Cool.
Right, I don't dislike it. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it looks wonderful.
Sense? Yeah. The only time I really don't like it is when I see pictures of myself.
Yes. Which is, by the way, just in case you're curious, what everybody else sees every second of every day when they look at you.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I was doing my song camera yesterday before my wild thing, you know, or during my wild thing.
Oh, sure.
And every time I would walk up and do a selfie with somebody during that song, I'd be like, oh! Yeah.
Did you see Paul Allen maybe 2-3 weeks ago? PA tweeted out a picture of himself with a mustache before. I think he eliminated it, but temporarily had a mustache and tweeted it out.
It was like the progression of shaving
his
beard.
Yes, he was showing what exactly. And it scared unborn children.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Unborn children.
Yeah. Just
wow.
People that don't even exist yet, theoretically,
are
like, this is a nightmare. Like, I don't know if this earth thing is going to work out for me. That's how bad it was.
I'm standing here.
That's essentially what most adult men with mustaches look like.
Are you going to go butt and then say, except for you look good with it?
No, I just said, I don't think you look bad. I just don't think you look good.
I think it looks fine. Some people can pull a mustache off and you can.
Yeah,
thank you.
I cannot.
I have a terrible amount of facial hair. Just not, I can't figure it out. You actually have a solid set of facial hair going, which is why I think this is a downgrade.
Yeah, thank you. I guess. Yes. I don't care. Who cares?
That's the other point.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Especially when you're flush with network funds after a Vegas trip.
Yeah.
You have mine and Corey's money.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, you had multiple hand pays. I thought I was going to have to do some hand work just to get back to the Twin Cities. I can't even afford a free flight home.
Yeah.
I made a bet yesterday just because, you know, why not? Before I landed, it was dead. I was like, what the hell? This town hates me.
Chris, this is how bad it was for me. What's my favorite thing in the world?
Men?
On the air.
Okay.
On the air.
Gambling.
Gambling and poker.
Okay.
I made zero bets Saturday.
Wow.
What? I had enough.
Wow.
Had enough.
Really?
Didn't play any cards. I worked on initials. I got stuff done. I took a nap.
Holy moly.
Even Shark Week point two.
It was Shark Week and steak fries without watching either Shark Week or eating steak fries.
Wow, you really need to stop.
I legitimately just said, I got to mail it in.
Yeah.
And it was so bad and so demoralizing. I looked at my poker schedule between now and June when I go back to Las Vegas. I originally, after, Thursday, I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to play until June.
Yeah.
And now I've convinced myself, instead of the 5 tournaments I had on my calendar, I'm cutting it down to 2 or 3. I'm
really?
Like, I can't take this.
That
I can't do it. Wow. I'm tired of sucking at the one thing that I like the most. Man, played zero hands of cards on Saturday, made zero sports bets, which is good because I told Sauce. Sauce is like, you going to bet any of these basketball games? I'm like, none of them jump out. I'm like, the only one that looks really good is Michigan -2 in the first half.
Sure.
And they led by one after the first half. If I had made the bet, and luckily I didn't, I also would have lost that one. And that was the only one that jumped out to me.
The best bet I won all weekend was when Michigan and Florida State, Michigan won by 4, so that means Florida State lost by 4, and that was a
push
and I got my money back.
The best bet I felt all week in Las Vegas, and I didn't get anybody to bet with me, is I would have bet $1,000 that Rosie couldn't name one player for Michigan.
Yeah, no.
And he couldn't.
No.
I knew he couldn't.
No, and now he's a Villanova expert.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
That's who I got winning it all. I don't know what's going on in the Ultimate Bracket Challenge on the fan, but I do know that I do have Villanova left.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can check at KFN.com.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Hey.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. somebody else won.
I'll tell you guys, and I think I've told everybody already in the studio at the very least, but I'm talking on the radio, my blackjack tournament fun. But when RD gets here, I want him to come in and tell the story because I know so little about blackjack. I can't tell my own story as well as he does. But
sure.
But I got chosen because of my. This is what, by the way, I found out, and maybe I told you this, maybe I didn't. I found out the reason I got chosen to be in this tournament is because it was a high roller tournament.
Jeez.
And I had won so much on Wednesday in the high roller slot room that my name got drawn. It wasn't a random thing. Like, I was one of the high rollers from Wednesday.
Jeez.
Honestly, it's crazy, right? And so I went into this thing, and as I sat down at the table, I was so freaking nervous. And then my friend Bear sent me, because he's a really good blackjack player, like a cheat sheet of things before I went in. So I'd have it on my phone, and I read through them, and then accidentally deleted it. So I was completely, screwed. And so I sit down at the table, and there's this dude, this kid who was like really fidgety, right?
And this is a heads up blackjack tournament, by the way.
So I'm sitting on one side, he's sitting on the other, and then we have the dealer. And they give us $1,000 in chips each.
Lucky. Couldn't you just walked away?
They were fake chips, obviously.
No, I know.
And whoever, after 21 rounds, whoever has the most chips left, you move on to the next round.
And most blackjack tournaments come down to the last hand or two for that reason. It's kind of positioning the whole way, right? Unless one person takes a huge hit either way.
Right.
Otherwise, it almost always comes down to the last hand or two.
So I sit down at the table with a very attractive dealer.
Is that right?
And
what was his name?
Leonardo.
Leonardo. Gets you every time.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude sits down beside me, and I'm like, man, congratulations to you. Said, I've never sat at a real blackjack table until this second. Said, so, if I do anything improper, please let me know. I'm not meaning to do it, you know. Because, like, the guy at the table before us, they yelled at the one guy because he kept shuffling his chips. And they didn't. You weren't allowed to do that. You're supposed to. Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the rules. You weren't
allowed
to, like,
kids do.
You weren't allowed to do it during the heads up tournament.
Well, you do that at poker. I wonder if I shuffle my chips constantly when I'm playing cards. Well, I assume in a heads up blackjack tournament, it's because the other player constantly has to be allowed to see how many chips you have.
That's exactly right. That's it. And so it makes sense to me, by the way, that you say that, because the kid I was playing against was
a poker player,
a professional poker player.
Sure.
Oh,
that's what he does.
Which, by the way, that's another reason why, even though you were probably clearly a bad blackjack player, I'm sure it took him one or two hands to realize that you don't know what you're doing. That's why you shouldn't have announced, I don't know what I'm doing, because now that this kid lost to you, he's sitting somewhere in his hotel room in Las Vegas going, I'm never gambling again.
Right.
I'm losing to this mustache man from Minnesota.
At the time, I didn't have a mustache.
He knew it.
Yeah,
and Brooks and Dunn.
Had it inside me. Yeah.
And a Brooks and Dunn and Reba t-shirt.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I got a sweet t-shirt on I got to show you guys. But anyway, so we sit down, and we're playing, and I got 3 21s during the 21 hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? Couldn't believe it either. And he couldn't believe it either, but I looked at his face like, I'm losing to this guy.
And you have no idea what to bet, right? You don't understand the strategy of should I bet big early?
Right.
Should I? So you're just probably just kind of doing what he does?
That's exactly right, right?
Trying to mimic him?
Because, I was kind of, the only thing I was kind of doing was watching when he bet big, whether he lost or won. If he lost kind of big, then I knew that I was probably ahead,
mm-hmm.
right? But anyway, so we get to round 17, and they count the chips, so everybody knows where they're at. And at after hand 17, I was $300 down. After round 20, I was $220 down. And so we had one hand left. And again, we'll have RD tell you that because I'm sure he knows the terminology better than anything like that. But the bottom line is this. So I put out, I think, like $500 in chips. Because I got to win big enough to pass him if I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
He puts out a little tiny bet. He gets dealt, and I get dealt. And I get dealt a 10 and a 5, so I've got 15.
Hideous.
The dealer has a face card, like a queen.
So you have to hit.
I'm completely screwed.
You're supposed to hit.
Before I even get a chance, dude, the kid I'm playing, what do you call it?
Busts.
He busts. Thank you. That's the word. He busts. So I'm looking at it and I go.
So now it comes down to if you win, you win.
Absolutely.
If you lose, you lose. It's that simple.
That's exactly. Yeah. And I've got a 10 and a 5. And the queen sitting there looking at me. And I go, well, I got a hit and I flopped a damn 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid goes, dog. I'm like, I must have done something good.
He just wants a face card there and it's over.
Exactly.
So
right.
Now you're cheering for the dealer to flip over a 7, 8, or 9 and it's over.
Exactly. And she did.
Flips over one of the three.
I can't remember. I think an 8. And
man.
So I won. I won on the very last hand. Nobody could believe it.
And then that kid.
Yeah. Right, correct.
Yeah, it's great.
He went back up to his room to watch Shark Week.
Right. So now I'm feeling pretty good about myself. You know, I'm like, this is awesome. I just won $200. That's cool. I get in the next round. I'm down to 32 left, you know. So I go and I meet you guys over for dinner at the most expensive restaurant on the planet. And I had
so
bread.
Nice, though.
Yeah, it was
super
really nice.
Expensive when somebody you're with doesn't pay half their tab.
Are you kidding me? Who, me?
No, you.
Because I only got a drink.
You paid way more.
Okay, good. Anyway.
What a story, Mark.
I wonder who was with us. Was Rosie with us?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
What's wrong with Mark?
His wallet's broke.
And, then he hit a royal flush yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway.
So everybody wins but us, so.
A quick end of the story then. So I go back over at 7:30 for the second round, and the guy I was playing was another professional poker player, and he worked me.
Mm.
Mentally worked me. And not only did I not get good cards, but he was playing me. I could, like, he would put out a $100 chip every now and again, and I could go, oh, should I put out a $100 chip? And I realized he was just working me, right? So he beat my A word. I mean, he beat me horribly. I got 321s in the first round. I got none in the second round. And he beat me by like 800 chips.
That's hideous.
He just killed me. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Night-night.
Bye.
Let's go back to the high roller room.
What's it like winning?
It's fun. It's much more fun.
I just spent, two weekends in Las Vegas out of the last three.
Yeah.
I had one sizable win with Villanova. That was the end of my sentence.
Yeah.
That was the end of my story. Legitimately, I won once in the last two times I've been to Las Vegas in the last 3 weeks. One bet. It's like throwing the deck chairs off to the Titanic, correct? It just doesn't matter.
Right. And before you guys...
Jeez, I lost a lot of money.
Before you guys answer, I want you both to know it does involve the behind, what I'm about to say, okay? It does not involve the behind.
Mm-hmm.
I tried something new this weekend.
Oh!
Yeah.
I wouldn't have...
I lost a lot of money.
Yeah, I would have assumed he'd already tried that.
Yeah.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Hey Google, where's Corey and Sauce's money?
It's still in Vegas.
Or in your pocket. I'm going back Memorial Day to get it.
Come in down the mountain!
Oh, you're going back to get it?
Yeah.
See, I'm going back in Vegas to give more away.
Yeah. You guys are so sweet.
Yeah.
Gambling sucks. It ruins families. Betsy Hodges was right.
Yeah.
Let's stop expanding gambling.
No, let's.
No. You know,
fun it would be.
It's going to ruin families, including mine.
Bet sports?
Yeah, why? All the Wolves do is cost us money.
Yeah, that cost us money. The Warriors. Man. Duke cost me money.
You guys just make bad bets.
That's the problem. It's not, yeah, it's
stupid ass Knicks calling a timeout down 7 for what? Just so they can jack up a worthless 3 that goes in?
Man.
Yeah, because everybody's got money on the game.
Yeah.
Right. Well, how about Florida State?
Yeah, how
down about 4 the end with of that 11 game? Left. They don't foul.
Which made no sense.
I saw a video. Somebody tweeted out a video of one of the sports books in Vegas, and we were in one of the other ones, but everyone was just going bonkers. Because you have some people, like Paul, I think you'd pick Florida State, you were like, this will work.
Yeah, but the thing, though, is there were some people that got Florida State at 5.
Or 4.5.
Or, right? Yeah. Or
it was a push for a lot of people, but it also was a win or a loss because he didn't foul or Florida State didn't foul in the final 11 seconds, which, again, is horrible strategy.
Yep,
horrible.
And then he acted like a complete Todd with the interviewer afterwards. You see that?
Yeah, Dana Jacobson.
Dana Jacobson, Dana, whatever.
It's legitimate quitting.
It was a legitimate question she asked, and he just acted like a complete Todd, that it was like a dumb question, that why didn't you foul at the end there?
I don't get it.
It was so stupid.
If I had him at 5,
right,
the Sea Palace would have been in big trouble. I could hardly believe it.
The Final Four is set. Loyola of Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas. They square off on Saturday. Loyola versus Michigan is the first game. Michigan's 5.5-point favorites. Then Kansas and Villanova after that. Nova, a 5.5-point favorite.
Go Nova.
When does this happen?
Saturday.
Saturday. Pretty good crew.
National championship game on Monday.
As we've been talking, you get the Blue Bloods, the big programs that'll bring the big crowds, but you also have the story with Loyola and Sister Jean. Nice of you to care.
Yeah, I'm bored with her.
Rosie kept calling Sid's girlfriend.
I don't think he did that.
No, he did.
Did he really?
Multiple times.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. She's too old for him. I think they're the same.
Did he ever say that to the server when he was paying the bill?
No. He never makes eye contact.
He always has to go to the bathroom when the bill arrives. Everybody splits it up and he comes back and pays his little...
Rosie, we've been at this restaurant for 2 hours.
It's like $1 an hour.
No, it's way more than
that, Rosie.
Way more than that, bro.
Yeah. I can't wait till the Curler's Manny's bit. See how he gets out of that.
Yeah, it's coming up April 5th, I think. Right there, right?
So, I once had a friend who was a gambling addict, and he owed me like $350. It was a bowling debt. Maybe you remember that story,
Chris? Oh, yeah, I remember
Chris?
Very well.
Oh, yeah,
When's the last time you saw that guy?
So, yep. Anyway... we were at a casino once, and he was up about $700 playing blackjack. Yeah. And I said to him, hey, you owe me $350. This is perfect. Just give me house money. It'll be like you never lost it. You're still up $350 for the night. Our debt's paid. We're all good. His exact words to me were, can't do it. I might need it.
Yeah.
In case it turns. I might need it.
You might need it.
I said, but just pretend it's not yours. Right. Pretend you're up $350. Pretend you're not up $700, and our debt is done. Full circle.
Yeah.
First thing I thought when I heard Rosie hit $1,000 Royal Flush yesterday is, well, a rational mind could say, I just bought Team Schuster Manny's. There it is. I just got the free pass.
Here you go.
He's still going to find a way to weasel out of it.
Yeah, of course.
And I told specifically Tyler George when we went curling like a week or two ago, whatever it was, I said, don't. Let him get out of this, and do not pick up the tab.
Right.
No!
We need to find that audio and just keep playing it back.
Yes. Because
he said it on air, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll do some
digging. He tweeted it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he tweeted it.
All right, I'll find it then.
I bet he deleted it.
I thought we talked about it on air, too, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Where is, speaking of what he said on the air, where's the Magic Fingers bit from
Vegas? You know, we do need to ask about that. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Fingers.
So on February 24th, which I think that was the day of the gold medal, he said, glad I woke up from my nap to watch our guys bring home the curling gold. Manny's is waiting.
Boom.
So he even confirmed it.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God. The mic's broke.
I know. And typing sports stories. Oh, gosh. Typing sports stories.
Yeah.
You know how long it would take to type sports stories into a teleprompter? I do it every morning. I just do it by pen, right? Look, what, Bruins 2-1 over the Wild in overtime. Brad Marchand scored the overtime game winner. That takes like 10 seconds to type. These magic fingers.
Magic fingers.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God.
A little finger wiggle was disgusting.
Yeah, no, well, everybody's doing it.
How about for the next 20 minutes off the air? He's like, I don't understand why everybody's making this sound so dirty.
What do you mean?
That's he said that like 10 times.
That's why you said it.
What I said doesn't have to be dirty. Of course it's dirty, Mark.
Right, and then he asked me multiple times if I'd heard from Abbott about it. And I said to him, I didn't say it. You said it. He'd text you if he had a problem.
If he was mad.
Yeah, he'd text me. Great point. Yeah, right. I didn't hear from him all weekend.
The Bruins did win 2-1 over the Wild. The Wild get another point, though. 5 straight games with a point. That's coming off the big 4-1 victory over Nashville on Saturday at the X, where Jason Zucker scored his 30th goal of the season.
Yeah!
Zucker installed both 30-plus goal scorers this year. It's now the first time in a decade that the Wild have had two 30-goal scorers in the same season.
Unbelievable. Yeah! They're very good.
It was
Can't
a fun
wait.
Game, man.
Yeah.
Fun game.
And guess who bet on that one?
Who?
Rosie.
Yeah!
You mean old Magic Fingers?
Yeah, and Tommy Wiseau.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God!
For the first time in 10 years, Jason Zucker, of course, has 30. Stalls at what, 39? 38 or 39, so we almost have a 40-goal score. I don't know when the last time that happened was, but... What's I assume Gabrick? Is Gabrick the only one to get to 40 with the Wild?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look it up. The Wolves, hey, Chris. Google. Let's talk Wolves for a second because you have bets with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I do, yes. Please talk to me about it.
I have good news and bad news.
Okay.
There are 8 games to go.
Interesting.
And the Wolves have 42 victories.
Ooh.
And they play Memphis tonight.
They play Memphis twice in the last 8 games. Memphis is 1-23 in their last 24 games.
So there are 2 wins.
Of course, they also lost by 61 on Thursday to Charlotte. So Memphis is horrible. And the Wolves host Memphis tonight, 7 o'clock. Again, they also play Memphis in a couple days as well. 2 of the last 8 games are also against the Denver Nuggets. And the Wolves are just 1.5 games ahead of Denver. Denver's in 9th. So legitimately, there's 3 or 4 games that the Wolves are almost guaranteed to win. But playoff status may come down to, depending on what Denver does, may come down to those 2 games against Denver, including the final game of the season, Wednesday, April 11th, at Target Center against the Nuggets. So this is their first now official winning season in, what, 13, 14 years?
Good for them.
Which is nice, but... Despite an easy schedule the rest of the way, those 2 games against Denver could mean everything.
So, can you just break it down for me numerically here? So, how many games do I need them?
If they win 6, we break even.
If they win 6, the 47.
They get 48 wins.
Yeah, okay.
Then we break even.
Okay.
They win out.
If they go 4-4, you win everything.
Right.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Is it 47 or 47.5?
47.5. Yes.
Okay, so even 5-3 is not good enough.
You need, yeah.
Right, you need 6 out of 8 to break even.
I need them to lose 6 out of 8.
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
If they win 6, then they get to 48.
Oh.
And you lose 1 and win 1.
So
if they go 5-3 or 4-4, you're good.
Wow.
You're in good
I'm
shape.
I'm feeling pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
And so I'm
yeah.
pretty much assured of the 50-game thing.
Yes, because they're not going 8-0.
Right.
Yeah. The worst you can do is push.
Oh, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, you should feel pretty good.
I feel pretty good. Look at me winning basketball bets up in here.
You're winning everything.
Vikings free agent defensive tackle Shamar Stephen signed with the Seattle Seahawks.
Thanks, Fatso.
Jeez. What? Well, see you later.
Yeah. I mean,
I like that guy. He was a good dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're losing defensive tackle depth.
Yeah.
Because didn't Sebastian sign somewhere else
as
well?
Yep, he did. Tommy Johnson.
Where'd he go, Huck?
I believe he plays for Caledonia.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
Good.
The Caledonia Knight helmets. Yeah, that sucks.
No.
They need all the depth they can get.
But yeah, sorry, so the draft Vikings, hasn't happened. The Vikings spiked Sheldon Richardson, of course, from Seattle. But now Seattle goes back to their poison pill days, and they take our defensive tackles. Because not only did they take Shamar Stephen, you just mentioned it, Sauce. They did on Saturday sign Sebastian Thunderbucket.
Bye, little Sebastian. Miss you in the sand.
See you later, Sebastian. That little.
You're 5,000 candles in the wind.
Well, we win that trade. I mean, no offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Shamar Stephen was a seventh round pick in 2014, started 20 games in four seasons with the Vikings. And it sounds like the Vikings wanted him back as a reserve, but he went another direction. That sounds similar to Jeremiah Searles, who signed over the weekend in Carolina a 1-year veterans minimum of $790,000, and he said, quote, "We decided the Panthers were a better fit for me." Now, we don't know if the Vikings had interest in Searles, but it sounded like Searles at least ran it up the flagpole in his own mind and said, "I'd rather go to Carolina." For the veterans minimum. It's not like he got a giant raise going to Carolina. He's taking the minimum. And that's with Joe Berger also announcing over the weekend that he is retiring after 13 NFL seasons. We heard he was leaning towards retirement. Sounded like he maybe contemplated changing his mind, but at the end of the day, decided he is done after 13 years, seven with the Minnesota Vikings. He's 35.
Well, good for him. But now we need defensive line depth and offensive line.
Yeah, depth is going to be an issue.
That's all right. We got the draft kind of guys.
Yeah, we do.
I have another question, too, and I haven't been tracking this until I saw this morning.
Hmm.
Why is Marcus Sherrill still unsigned?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hmm.
I didn't know that until this morning. Marcus Sherrill, Terrence Newman, Michael Floyd, all three of them unrestricted free agents.
That's hideous.
Now, Floyd's not expected back. Newman, maybe?
Yeah, I think Newman will sign.
Maybe, but why is Sherrill's not signed?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I wonder what the market is for a guy like that. You know, he's a very above-average special teams player.
Top return guy, great special teams tackler.
Loves Hogsley.
And cornerback.
Yeah.
Right? He gets exposed sometimes, but he's a depth guy. But if you need him in a pinch, I don't know.
Yeah. He can play the position.
And he's a good team player.
Everybody loves Marcus Sherrill.
Everyone.
And he still calls me Mr. Hockey.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Which is very respectful, but also makes me feel very old.
I don't think he's going to say that anymore with the mustache.
You don't think so?
No. And I think he'll stay clear of you.
Mr. Hockey.
Hi, Chris. Bye.
Mr. Hockey, please stay away from my school.
Do you see the comments from Sharif Floyd?
No.
Yeah.
That came up over the weekend?
No.
No, I was too busy losing money.
Yeah. A little bit of a bad blood, obviously, between Sharif Floyd and Mike Zimmer coming to the surface. Sharif Floyd quoting or referring to a quote that Zimmer said in 2016, essentially that, you know, Sharif has been out of sight, out of mind. You know, just someone asked a question about his health and what's his status, and he said out of sight, out of mind.
Great song.
And Sharif said, "These words were used to slander my name, tarnish me as a person and a player."
Hmm.
So easy to forget the kind of years a kid has had when your support system has so much BS to say about you.
Hmm.
And he's a free agent right now. Obviously, the knee issue, the nerve damage, a big question whether he's even going to play again. I don't think it's going to be here in Minnesota.
No way. When we knew that a while ago, because, I mean, anytime he's ever brought up, Mike would be like, I don't know. Who knows where he is? He's always hurt.
And I think that was one of the situations, too, where I don't know that he said it, but when he was first here, it was in reference to Josh Robinson, maybe?
Yeah.
You can't make the club in the tub kind of bit.
That's exactly right, yeah.
He's made comments like that before where you know, are you hurt? Are you injured? And I think early on in the Sharif Floyd situation when this nerve thing was, when they were still trying
undiagnosed
to figure it out, that there was a little bit of, you know, this kid's not tough enough to get on the field and we got to figure this out. And then he got frustrated with it.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. I'm not trying to.
I don't either.
I don't think I don't think he cares at all.
No.
And I don't think kids' nerves don't even work.
Right.
Tired of him not having his nerves work.
The nerve of that guy to come out and say something
or
like
lack
that.
Or
lack of nerves. This guy's a jerk. He's walking around with worthless nerves.
Yeah. Got a lot of knife.
Yeah, that was a classic cartoon line, right? That was very Looney Tunes-esque.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
A lot of people back in the day didn't have a lot of knives. Looney Tunes, maybe top two or three cartoon of all time.
Remember Muppet when, Babies is about to come back.
You guys remember
actually,
when
it on Friday.
When Noive quit right in the middle of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, because someone called out his Noive. Speaking of cartoons, they're making a live-action Street Fighter TV show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? That sounds like something you'd watch.
Me?
Who, me? Sounds awful. Yeah, it does.
I can't wait to talk to Adrian when we get back about the food he ate and whether or not In-N-Out Burger lived up to his dreams.
I have an In-N-Out update, and it's not related to sex.
What?
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
This is going to be one of those days, I think.
Linkin Park all day.
Yeah, did you see my t-shirt?
Where'd you get that?
The tattoo shop he went to in Vegas. They sell these t-shirts for his... It's a Chester Bennington t-shirt. That
proceeds go to charity?
Yeah, proceeds go to his... Yeah, exactly. His wife's charity, I guess, yeah. It's a sweet t-shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy thing about it is, thank you. Yeah, I bought one, and then I went to see Love with a bunch of our good friends,
which was fan
unbelievable. And I was so overcome with emotion that I left the T-shirt I bought at the show.
Had to buy another one.
Oh, so I had to go buy another one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember you saying that you were so excited to get out to the Love gift shop.
Yeah,
that. Whoops the doodles.
When you're a winner, who cares? The rest of us would have cried buying another t-shirt.
Yeah. I would have asked how long I had to work the gift shop to get the t-shirt.
God, that's so good. So, what does a guy do if he goes to Vegas and he doesn't gamble and he doesn't drink?
Or hook up with hookers.
I didn't say that. I mean, we're assuming. Excuse me one second.
Go away! No! Try to take the best of me! Go away! No! Try to take the best of me! Go away! No! Try to take the best of me! Go away! No! Try to take the best of me! Go away!
So it seems like what that guy does is tries to eat everything... on the planet.
Right.
And I'm not saying that as a shot. I admire you.
Yeah. It was a feat.
Please.
Yeah.
Break it down for me. What did you eat and what did you love and how was In-N-Out Burger compared to what you've been told?
Sure. Well, we'll start at the beginning. I ate a lot. we documented it on Twitter. I put it on my blog as well just because that was kind of the content I had to contribute. a lot of people were wondering what we, as people who don't do all those things, are going to do in Vegas. And I think we actually got some comments on Twitter already of encouraging other people that don't indulge in such things to go to Vegas as well. Because I think there's so much to see. There's so much to, obviously, eat.
I'm going to disagree. If you're not going to drink or gamble, stay out of there. Yeah. You're in our way.
Yeah,
but you're slowing down the walkways. Get out of here.
Yeah, that is true. It was a little congested. But I ate a lot of food. The best thing I ate was a chicken adobo nachos from Tom's Urban, name. New York, New York. In-N-Out review. So this is the first time I've ever had actual In-N-Out. We all remember when Spencer brought In-N-Out
child.
From... What?
Never mind.
It was immaculate.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Sorry,
wow.
Spencer brought us burgers from L.A. that he deconstructed, froze, put in a cooler, flew on a plane, brought to Minnesota, heated them up the microwave, and served them to us for breakfast.
Which was delicious.
They were fantastic. Probably not a fair representation of In-N-Out, though. So we went for the first time. Now, this was our second dinner. This was after we saw the one Cirque, the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil. We went over to the Link and got In-N-Out. The burger was really good. I didn't do the animal style because I didn't want to have to take a bath after I ate. Mm-hmm. I just feel it sounds so messy, and it sounds like it'd be good, but I didn't do that.
What, do you eat like Cookie Monster?
No, but you're putting all sorts of stuff on top of your fries, whatever. I didn't
do that. Plus it was second dinner, though.
Yeah, it was second dinner.
Does AJ eat exactly like?
Well, that's like the best example. I can't think of anything else.
And that was Meat Sauce with... What else is it exactly like?
The burger was really good. I didn't care for the fries, and as Corey and I were chatting in the airport the other day, I made a rookie mistake. I didn't even think about shakes.
So here's the game changer for me with shakes.
Terrible. I know.
Yeah. That's basically why I go to In-N-Out, because the fries are just okay, right? But I get them because they're fries.
I ate them all.
But I got, I normally get strawberry shakes. In fact, when you and I went 2 weeks ago, that's exactly what I got, Sauce, and I loved it. We're walking up to the register on Saturday, and Sauce goes, "What are you going to get?" I'm like, "Just a shake and fries." He goes, "What kind of shake do you get?" I'm like, that's what you sound like in my head, or my ears even. I'm like, "Strawberry." And he goes, "I'm getting a Neapolitan." I go, "That's not on the menu." He goes, "Oh, yeah, it is." Yeah. One of those secret, you know, menu item bits. It's freaking genius.
Because it's
have you ever had this, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what they do, and I wouldn't have even known that.
Hockey and I are having one right now.
It's not like they just do, all right, a third of chocolate, a third of vanilla, a third of strawberry, and here you go. This guy is like Jackson Pollock with the ice cream machine. He's like, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, vanilla, vanilla. Like, he's doing like sand art with the ice cream, which ends up being genius because much like Willy Wonka's snozberry wallpaper, everything, like every 3 seconds you're sucking this straw, a new flavor hits your mouth and you're like, this is great.
Yep.
It's genius.
Yeah.
I wish all fast food restaurants would do exactly that. Mix it up.
Yeah.
A+. Yeah, that's a game changer.
It was super good. Of course, I got everything on the menu.
So you ever, I assume we've all been there, maybe even recently. You ever go on vacation for 4 or 5 days and your biggest fear in the world is not ISIS, it's not crippling depression, it's just stepping on the scale.
Don't
do that.
That's not happening.
You don't even want to know what you just did.
I can't tell you the last time I got on a scale.
So I ate like I had a week to live in Las Vegas.
Yeah?
Stepped on the scale this morning, down 1.2 pounds. And I said, what? How is that possible?
I hate you.
Right.
Yeah, I want you to die.
But I don't understand it. I didn't work out for 5 days. I ate like ass for 5 days. I walked a little bit. But that's
What?
I said I ate like ass.
Oh,
I was
going to
say, I don't think that has,
I say
think
that,
that's
there's no calories
in,
there.
Right. Maybe high in carbs or salt.
Depends.
Yeah. I think you moved those.
Well, good for you.
That doesn't even make sense, though.
I did not get on the scale this morning.
Yeah, why?
I'm going to give myself a week.
Why would you?
Right, but I wanted to know how far did this get away from me? And when I stepped on, I'm like, no way. So I got back on again, same number. I go, my week's starting off pretty nice. So what if I'm down 5 months mortgage?
Yeah, I don't even
I'm down 1.2 pounds. I'd pay for that.
A scale. I don't have a scale.
You don't have a scale?
No. I don't want to know what I weigh.
Then how do you know what you're down? You were constantly updating us on, I'm down 50 pounds or 52 or 55. How would you know then? Or were you just lying?
No, I assume.
You assumed you knew the specific number,
right?
Like I'm down 52.
Yeah,
no, honestly, how did you know then?
My folks have a scale.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I assume that I'm up about 130.
Yeah. No, you look great.
What are you down now?
About 50, 55.
Oh, good for you.
You wouldn't know. You just assume.
My parents have a scale, and I stand on half of it. So maybe I gained 75 pounds.
Now, here's what I gained last night. An entire, what do you call them, quart of Halo Top. I got home, and I was missing Vegas.
Yeah.
So I just started eating.
Big deal. It's like 280
calories.
It was
so good. The mint chocolate chip one.
Oh,
the best.
That sounds so good.
it's got to come out at some point that it's not true.
No, but if you've seen this, remember, so that Halo Top sale fell through like a month ago for like $1 billion and something. Somebody was going to buy Halo Top, and then the deal fell through. And I saw Darren Revelle tweet out that either his opinion or somebody else's expert opinion was that the concern is that model is too too able to be
replicable.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Replicated.
But was it you or AJ that said that it's not ice cream?
It's so close though that it's mentally it makes you feel like I'm eating ice cream and losing weight. But even in the last month, if you go to Target or one of the grocery stores around town, there are a whole bunch of other companies now that are putting out that exact same size and also posting exactly on the front exactly how many calories are in that whole pint. So they're all telling you, eat this whole thing and you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, which
so that
is
seems
awesome.
To be the plan. Right.
Yeah.
We can't stop it from eating the entire thing.
No, man.
And they're dying.
Wait till they come out with a whole like bag of cookies that's 20 calories.
Yeah, but eventually...
Eat this whole thing. Yes, sir!
Yeah, what if Halo Top is like the new cigarettes? We're 30 years from now, we're like...
Right. That's never going to happen, by the way, because Halo Top is very healthy for you, I'm sure.
But I'm, you know...
Yeah.
Man, we were all eating it. Now our necks fell out.
But a bunch of 65-year-olds are going to be sitting around just banging Halo Tops, right? And the kids are going to go... God, I just can't believe that was ever a thing.
Right. Mm. Gross. Mm. Get over it. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Burn in hell, kids.
Anything else that you wanted to tell us about that you ate that you just loved?
I'll have more up. It's all on the blog. It's all up there. It was there's so much good food in Las Vegas. There's so many entertaining things to do. The Cirque du Soleil shows we saw. We mentioned Love, which was just freaking fantastic.
How was the Michael Jackson one comparatively?
It was also good. I liked the Beatles one a whole lot better. I think the Beatles one made you feel more. It was more of like more deep, I guess.
Sure.
That's for me personally. There were people that were going bonkers at the Michael Jackson one.
Right.
And it had a message.
By the way, the other mistake you may have made is two Cirque shows in a week may have been a mistake too.
Hmm.
Yeah, they might have been too close to like compare them.
Right, you got to let it sit a little bit.
Sure.
Otherwise,
it was back to back nights.
Back to back nights is a mistake.
Yeah, I probably won't get back there until next year for this trip if we do it again. When we do it again,
we're doing it again.
Yeah,
I'm going back in 50 days.
No, but
the Love one was just fantastic.
I couldn't get over that one.
Have anybody yell at you, do you guys want to party with sluts? Or did anybody yell at you, do you guys want some nice warm teas in your face?
I definitely got that one. Yep.
Yep, that happens.
Yep.
By the way, I asked
with enthusiasm, right? It's always, they're always very...
Well, you have to be enthusiastic.
The guy's never going like...
talking about T words.
You guys want to party with sluts?
We have Stephen Wright's not there.
Right. Yeah. They're always very excited to offer you sluts.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
Right, right. Well, I was with Rosie, so people just assumed I already had one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But I will say this. I did ask somebody who would know about our quarter situation. They believe that it is a drug thing.
More so than a prostitution.
Well, absolutely.
That, ZZ Top song that we always play, I Gots to Get Paid.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He mentions quarters, and he's talking about coke.
Oh. Well, why didn't you tell me that earlier? That's a horse of a different color.
You were going to buy coke?
No. I've been wondering all weekend about that. This song here.
And I wonder when I gave that lady a quarter, she was like, I don't want an actual quarter. This song
Payphones
wails.
Don't exist.
Yeah, right. Ow, 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 ow.
When we come back, we'll do wild news and what really matters.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir.
And just for reference, this starts about a 3-week stretch with no Van Lieber, which blows.
Yeah, that does suck.
Oh, yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Right,
the guy
him.
Works for free.
Yeah.
What are we going to say? Get to work? Yeah, so we will just miss him. His Duke Blue Devils went down to my Kansas Jayhawks last night, so it's down to Tommy and myself.
Everyone's cheering for Tommy.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Yeah, he's right. It is.
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
No one wants you to win.
Why?
With your luck, you're not going to win.
Good point.
Duke will, like, quit.
Duke's already out.
Yeah, Kansas. I thought you had Duke. Kansas will be like, yeah, we forfeit.
Yeah. We're not even going to go. We decided.
Yeah.
We're done.
It's too much.
Yeah. It's
the
too far.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Twirls in the trunks to bang. Oh. Whoa. Making moves, making 25 mil.
Russellville.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the Johnny's car!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
All right, good news, bad news. The good news is they got another point, but they did lose 2-1 in overtime to the Boston Bruins. And look, Boston's a pretty good team. They have 104 points. The Wild, 93. So both teams, of course, headed to the postseason. Not officially yet for the Wild, though, right? They haven't locked it in yet, but mathematically, it's almost impossible for this team to fall out, especially with a 5-game point streak. If they've clinched, I haven't seen it. Anybody seen that they have officially clinched? I assume we would have seen that.
I don't think so. It would have been a big deal.
The Wild are at Nashville tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fan. The Wild beat Nashville, one of the best teams in the league, 4-1 on Saturday at the X. That was Jason Zucker's 30th goal of the season.
Sweet.
That is very sweet.
He's good. Earlier you mentioned Eric Staal and his 39 goals. Mm-hmm. That's already second all-time for season goals for the Minnesota Wild.
To Gabrick.
Gabrick had 42.
42?
In 2007-2008.
All right, so we're close to having Staal being the record holder. Yeah. If he can find a way to put up, four in the last... How many games they got left?
7,000?
About eight. Oh, give or take. 7, maybe less than that. What's the Wild's record here?
Hawk knows.
Something like that. Yeah, it's 412.
Okay.
They've won 412 games?
Yep.
Neato.
It's now time for What Really Matters, where I read scores and stats around the world of sports. My name is Corey. That's my job in this segment. Chris's job, seven games ago for the Wild. Chris's job is saying something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics, which means, to be honest, it's probably going to be more interesting.
Can I ask you one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just concerned about myself at this point. And always. Is it possible for the Wolves to make the playoffs and me to win both my bets?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I want. That's what I'm after.
Yeah, no, that could happen.
Sweet.
All right. The Final Four in men's basketball is set. Loyola of Chicago will take on Michigan on Saturday, and Kansas will take on Villanova. The winners will square off Monday night for the national championship.
Hell yeah.
How awesome would it be if Loyola won the whole thing?
That'd be sweet.
That'd be pretty cool.
And it looks like they could.
Yeah, they'd have to. Michigan's a good team, though.
Richardson's the real deal. Custer's the real deal. They're pretty good players.
Yeah, they won their really first good. Three games by a total of 4 points, I think.
Correct.
And then they completely blew out Kansas State.
Sorry, Ben Lieber.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
No, he's not here, so whatever.
Yeah, you know? Who cares?
He's dead.
Have fun on Turds and Tacos.
I don't think he went there.
Well, let's just say he did.
Whatever.
No one cares.
Stores in Oklahoma have to sell their beer at room temperature. It cannot be refrigerated.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm just telling you facts. Look it up. You got a Google machine. Hey, Google, why beer? Don't know. ? Go by.
What?
Voice texting.
Yeah. What did you just say?
Oh, so what happens to beer at room temperature? Nothing?
It turns into gold.
It just sucks.
So everybody in Omaha is rich.
No, it's weird because my wife tells me over and over, I mean this, this is not an exaggeration.
I'm not touching that.
She does tell me that a lot. If I were to leave a beer or a case of beer, because I get, I have a beer sponsor that I love and adore, which I won't mention on name, but when Mick Golden Knight brings me free beer and leaves it at my house,
you didn't mention it, did you?
No, I told you I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
If it's not immediately refrigerated, my wife's like, throw it away. And I'm like, well, why? And she says, it's skunky now.
See, I thought you were going to go the other way. I thought you were going to say she doesn't care if it's been sitting out for weeks because she's a raging alcoholic.
Right. You would think that's true.
And she'll drink anything.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean,
like NyQuil.
She would drink wine after somebody throws it up.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves wine.
Oh my God.
Right.
Does she run it through a strainer?
No,
it depends on how thirsty she is.
It's called the decanter.
It depends on how bad the shakes are at that point.
Oh, boy.
I'm just like picturing your wife on the ground just lapping it up like a dog.
Yeah.
Call her a cat, please.
And you know when cats or dogs know they shouldn't be eating their own puke?
Yeah.
So they stare at you like, I'm so sorry.
They give you
the puppy dog eyes while they're doing something horrific.
Yeah.
I could see Kim doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is rock bottom, but I have to do this.
So I think the idea behind this is so that people don't drink it right away.
No, because an alcoholic doesn't care what it tastes.
No, that's a, no, that's a good point, right.
But I mean, maybe it's a little discouraging. Anyways, it's changing in October 1st of 2018.
Oh, thank God.
That law goes bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, that is dumb.
The Frozen Four is also set. Ohio State, Denver, Notre Dame, and Minnesota Duluth. Congrats, Duluth. They won 2-1 over Air Force. And, of course, one of Hawk's favorite all-time prostitutes is Air Force Amy from HBO's Cat House.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
He listens.
He assumes.
Three Big Ten teams. Look at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Three Big Ten teams? Minnesota Duluth's in the Big Ten in hockey?
Notre Dame is.
Notre Dame, yeah.
I know. It's weird, but it's
Ohio State, Denver, Notre Dame, and Minnesota Duluth.
I don't think Denver is correct.
Really?
Right? I thought, wasn't Michigan in it?
Frozen Four.
That's basketball.
Hockey. But the Star Tribune said Denver was in. Maybe you are correct.
Yeah, it's Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame. And then that other team.
That other team is.
There you go. Duluth. Well, never mind. Well, then what the hell? Who said Denver then? I said
Hawk's
Denver,
dad.
But where did I read that?
Papa Noel.
Ohio State beat Denver. You read that on Reddit or Hustler Forum?
I hate Reddit.
I don't know what Reddit is.
I love
is.
Hustler Forum.
Yeah, you do.
That's weird.
I'm super curious. I want to see if they screwed this up. Because clearly I didn't double check. Why would I? I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah. It's Where did right. you read
don't
that?
Don't think twice.
Yeah, we right. won't get mad at you. Look at how we don't get mad at you.
Don't
if
think
one
twice.
Of us says that, you bury us.
Don't think twice. Oh, it's all
got
right.
The tables are turned.
Yeah, touch it.
Yeah.
Sure, if you want. Here it is.
No, Pioneer Press, Denver 5, Penn State 1.
Penn
Denver,
State?
Denver will take on Ohio State and go to the Frozen Four. Yep, so the
that
Pioneer
was the
Press
first round game,
but
Denver Pioneer, Penn State.
Okay, then Pioneer Press legitimately has this dead wrong. March 24th. So there you go. I definitely have it wrong, but I got it directly from the Pioneer Press. They say Denver 5, Penn State 1.
Blame them.
What a bunch of butt babies.
Butt babies? That's all you could think of?
I couldn't think of what
you
called.
What a bunch of butt babies?
What was it used to call your buddy?
A breached butt baby.
That was it. Yeah.
He hated that.
I couldn't remember.
And he
I blew it.
He was a breached baby. He was breached. He was born
you heard
breached.
My brain turn.
It was close.
Right?
Yeah, he was born breached, but we used to say that he came out of his mom's ass backwards, and he hated that.
That's mean. The way that Chris said that was so similar to when you tell him to find a random name, and he just reads what he's looking at.
My brain wouldn't
I had to look at his computer like, what are you doing?
I couldn't remember. I literally was like, man, what is it? Oh, well.
Isn't that weird? What, you know, that's how weird kids are. That was in high school, and he just hated that. Like,
right.
If I said that to somebody now as an adult, they'd like, eh, it's just kind of a stupid joke.
Yeah.
And you move on. But when you're a kid, it's, how dare you?
Yeah, we used to call...
Don't say that about my mom! It's like, well, it's more about you. Clearly, your mom's birthing canal took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Gross. Like,
you should have taken a left, but it's more indicative of what we think of your general demeanor more than your mom.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your mom.
She seems like a fine lady.
Yeah, she's great.
Right.
She can't help where you came out.
Right. She's embarrassed you came out of any orifice.
Yeah, she was just pushing. She just wanted you out.
Right.
She didn't want you to begin with.
And a lot of times there's rips
wanted,
and tears. It ends up being one gigantic canal either way.
Oh, what's my golly.
What's the difference?
She just wanted her feet rubbed.
Almost every birth, at some point, a doctor's got a giant cigar and just goes, oh my God.
What? Groucho Marx gives birth to children? The older generation gets that joke.
I'm so glad they do.
Yep.
No
Thanks
one else.
For cracking jokes outside of our demo.
Well, my dad's laughing.
So my dad calls me. No, yesterday I called him on the way to the at the airport yesterday, and I won't even get specific because it doesn't matter. And he just goes, he made a criticism about the morning show.
Oh,
there was something that he didn't find funny at all. And once every 6 months, my dad does this where he'll tell me something very specific that he does not like that we do on the show.
Hmm.
And he goes, I just don't understand what the point of saying that was. It wasn't funny. And I go. Well, Dad, good thing you're 30 years out of our demo.
Who said it?
It was something we all said, but I was definitely one of them saying it. And you just go, and he's like, well, I just don't get it. I go, Dad, you turned 80 in May. No advertiser on the planet
gives a rat's ass what you think unless you're looking for a reverse mortgage.
Yeah. Or a breached butt baby.
Right. Maybe Sally Field's like hawking Boniva for you because your bone density is falling apart. The rest of us don't care what an 80-year-old thinks about advertising.
No.
Well, I guess.
I think that's his follow-up every time you correct
me. Basically, I always say, like, Dad, I appreciate your concern, but at the end of the day, it's just, I'm not going to change the show for what a 79-and-a-half-year-old thinks. Well, you do what you want. Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about breached butt babies.
Right.
And Hawk's mustache.
Which, by the way, are not connected.
They could be if you play cards right.
Right. Somebody's turned on by it.
Fan 5 is next. Power Trip Morning Show is right after this on The Fan. The Fan.
We didn't get to it because we only did a couple of... In fact, I think we only did one What Really Matters. But here's something that I wanted to highlight for you guys that I had never known until this morning that I find fascinating. Are you guys with me over there?
Yes, go.
Ranch dressing, which is delicious. There's not much... I mean, I think... I can't think of many things that I wouldn't put that on just to try it.
Yeah.
Ranch dressing is named after the brand Hidden Valley Ranch. They created it in the 1950s, and everybody copied it, so they just called it ranch style.
I knew that. You know how I knew that?
Wow.
Because ranch dressing was an initials clue not too long ago.
I got it.
I think you did.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of ranch, the waitress at Planet Hollywood Sportsbook, when I got my $3 waffle fries for about the seventh time in 4 days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Help me make.
And I got chicken fingers there as well, and they were like... the one gal was like, do you want ranch? And I'm like, I've never had ranch. And we went down the whole list because, the Corey Cove Freak Show thing rolls out. Like, what? How have you not had this? How have you not had that? Right. How have you not had pizza?
Right.
And I don't do this, but Henry Lake's the best I've ever seen at this. But this waitress apparently noticed as well. She looked at my hand and she goes, you're married? Basically, like, how can you eat like you're describing? How can anybody put up with you? And I go, yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
People have an eye for wedding rings. I never notice. Lake can legitimately see it from 200 yards away. Maybe 300. And he has not gotten LASIK yet.
Yeah, that's a long way.
He has like this radar for wedding rings. She's married, dude. I ain't wasting my time with that. That's like a speed bump, right? It wastes his time.
Yeah, you don't want
to. So he can see it from a mile away. This gal's like, how does any human woman put up with you? I don't know. I really, really don't know. But ranch dressing looks disgusting.
I think it's because you have a giant schlong.
That got weird.
I mean,
it saved Hockey's life.
Hey, so people are tweeting us this Disney Pixar bracket. Have you seen this?
I have seen. I haven't taken time with it yet, but it's something that I will spend time on.
The bracket I'm looking at.
Where does it come from?
I don't know. There was some online vote. Yeah, I don't know if this is like an official. I don't know where this is. I don't know. All I know is this guy specifically that tweeted at us, one of these guys that tweeted at us says that Cars 3 is better than Coco.
What?
I mean, burn your list.
Yeah. I haven't seen
Cars 3 is a straight train wreck.
That's nuts.
Coco is one of the all-time great Disney films. Hey, can I ask you, religious people, a Coco-related religion question or death question? Mm-hmm. Hawk, you've seen Coco multiple times or just once?
I love it. I own it now.
I've seen it about 30 times in the last 2 days.
I haven't seen it that much.
Because that's how often the little one really likes to watch it.
Yeah, so you spend a day in Vegas watching it?
Basically.
Hmm.
At the end of Coco, this is a spoiler, but it doesn't ruin the movie because it's still brilliant. When Coco is dead, she's old because she dies old.
Hmm.
So she dies, and when she crosses over,
mm-hmm.
and I assume this is just maybe Mexican belief, is you cross over the age that you actually die.
Mm.
So she dies, crosses over as an old lady, significantly older than her parents, who are also dead, right? Her parents died younger.
Mm-hmm.
So now in the afterlife, they're like in their 40s or 50s or something.
Right.
And she's like 100.
Right. What a ripoff.
Right.
Yeah.
Who wants to, that's if it's for eternity, That is incentive to die when you're 23, 24 years old.
Right.
Who wants to be 100 forever?
Right? Hockey hopes heaven's full of 100-year-olds.
Yeah, right, but he hopes he's like 25 and just, he's got
Randy.
Some... Right, he's, so he can be vigorous. Give full effort. He doesn't want to be 97 hanging out with other 100-year-olds.
I don't know that I was even ever vigorous. I don't think anybody's ever looked at me and said, that dude's vigorous.
I have a picture where you look like that.
Yeah, you have that picture and you love it. But I have a picture of you that I do not use.
I guess my question is, in the, let's just go Christian religion.
Will you send it to
What age do you cross over?
Well, I guess I'll speak up here.
Go for it.
You know, obviously, no one really knows, but I think the belief is that you kind of go to your peak physical point, I guess. Mm. Hmm. Where you know, there's no worry.
I mean, I haven't hit that yet.
Hmm. Or have you? Mm-hmm. It's all downhill from here, Mr. Cove.
So if you die when you're 6 months old, and you never got to 25, do you, would you theoretically still go to heaven at 25 years old?
That's question. Hmm. It's also assuming
Coco
that you take
me out, man.
Human form in heaven, which I don't know. Hmm. I haven't been there.
I'm listening to a book on tape about reincarnation right now. It's fun.
How about Coco getting me all flustered?
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
It is really good.
Any bracket where Cars 3 beats Coco should just be ripped up.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I like Cars 3, but Coco is super fine.
Hey, should we do Fan 5 or what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, probably. Bum, 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 bum. Hold on 1 second. Let me hit this thing.
Go see it.
Thanks, Fatso.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
That's a good Bolton.
Is there bad Bolton?
Yeah.
Such as?
We'll play it again and I'll sing it.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Wait, but that's just bad meat sauce. Bolton's still killing it.
Well, yeah. I should have said that's a great Bolton impression.
No, that's actually Michael Bolton.
No. Hockey singing it.
I was doing a high harmony.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of high harmony, so I tried it this weekend, and it did nothing for me.
You tried singing?
No.
You tried?
I was in Las Vegas. I think somebody just gave me Nestle Crunch.
Is that what you got?
Oh, you can talk about that. It's legal.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
You tried edibles in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Nothing. Not a single thing.
You didn't even feel it?
Didn't feel anything.
Really?
Not a single thing.
Did you
no
buy it off the street?
No. Somebody gave it to me who had purchased it from a dispensary. Didn't do anything for me. I think maybe it doesn't work for me. Maybe I'm one of those people that it doesn't matter.
Like caffeine doesn't affect me. Does it taste different?
Yeah, it did taste like you would expect it to taste.
Yeah.
Maybe you have an immunity to it.
Like it has weed in it?
Maybe I do.
I've been spending years
that.
Trying to build up an immunity to Iocane powder.
Yeah, right.
How's that going?
It's perfect.
Sweet.
I'd like you to try some.
Does that kill people?
Yeah, sure.
It's fictional. The Wolves host Memphis tonight, 7 o'clock. The Wolves are facing a squad that is 1-23 in their last 24 basketball games.
And what, on Thursday or Friday, got beat by 60?
61 on Thursday.
Jeez.
To the Charlotte Hornets
of Anaheim.
Time to
rally, you guys.
Rally to lose?
No, Todd.
The Wolves have 8 games left, 2 against the horrible Memphis Grizzlies and 2 against the Denver Nuggets, and it may come down to those two. We talked about that last hour, but the Wolves are in 7th in the West, tied with the Utah Jazz.
Ricky!
But 1.5 games behind Ricky Rubio and the Utah Jazz and the Big Cat and the Timberwolves. 1.5 games back, the Denver Nuggets, and 2 of the final 8 games are against Denver.
Oh, no.
Including the final game of the season on Wednesday, April 11th.
Man.
Come on now.
They play 8 games in, 2.5 weeks? Can't they speed this up? I think the season's too long. Should be over soon. Well, I'm just saying, it started in October.
Hmm.
It's April.
Hmm.
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit,
it's true.
Gibberish.
Let me see, I'm going to cross this garbage out because now I don't even know who's in the Frozen Four. And I tried to pretend like I cared, but that was wrong. So let's just cross this out. The Vikings had a free agent leave. Shamar Stephen signed with the Seattle Seahawks.
man, they're losing all their good depth. This sucks.
No.
Yes, they are.
You
they need him.
More depth in the draft. That's what you do.
Sure, but they don't have a fourth-round pick. They don't have a lot of picks this year. I think they have 5 or 6. I mean, I'm sure they'll trade back and get more, but...
Yes, it do.
No, thanks, David Lee Roth.
Pretty solid seventh-round pick, though. We got 4 years out of Shamar Stephen.
So yeah. Saying.
As a seventh-rounder, that's about as good as it gets for a seventh-rounder.
And wasn't... didn't you say Sebastian was a seventh-rounder as well?
I don't know. We're... Tom Johnson / Sebastian Thunderbucket was drafted. He may have been undrafted. I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't remember. Anyway, he gone. They're both gone. So is Jeremiah Searles. He signed with Carolina over the weekend. 1 year, veteran minimum, $790,000, which is still a ton of money.
Yeah, man.
That's so much.
I was surprised he left.
He said, quote, "We decided the Panthers were a better fit for me."
Tom Johnson was undrafted.
There you go. See?
Also, Joe Berger retired after 13 NFL seasons.
That sucks.
Spent 7 with the Vikings.
More depth gone.
He was 35 years old. He's no longer with us.
Oh. Well, that sucks to be him.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, we'll miss him. We'll
Bye!
Really, yeah, ta-ta for now. We'll see him down the road.
Are you crying?
No, not yet.
It's over.
I don't gag very easily.
Jesus.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, turn your mic off if you're just going to say nonsense like that.
Right. This is a highbrow show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Now my dad's going to call me and go, "I don't understand the gag joke."
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why do you have to say that? What's so funny about that? I don't understand why that's funny.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least he's listening. He's supportive.
He'll like this, though.
Oh. No, he'll love that. You know what? Play more farts. Farts does oldies are funny.
Farts does oldies?
Farts does... There's the State Fair t-shirt. Fart does oldies is funny.
No, farts to us oldies is funny.
Oh, I thought it was like those albums that they released where it's like punk goes pop.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought it was Dorf oldies songs.
Fart does funny.
Yeah. Oldies do farts.
Captain! Farts does oldies is funny.
Is that what I said?
Kind of.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Everything's funny.
You're arguably the world's worst listener maybe I've ever met in my life. You don't listen to anything anybody says, mostly when people are talking directly to you.
Right.
And you're the way that we know you're the world's worst listener is half the time you don't even listen to what you say. Right? You're not even listening to yourself.
Nope.
Did I say that? Yeah, 3 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. What now? Paul and Sam, I'm talking to you.
What?
The Final Four in basketball, I definitely know which 4 teams are in that. That's Loyola of Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas. That's Saturday.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
AJ, when do you go?
Wednesday.
Oh,
you leave Wednesday,
you.
And then you come back when?
Saturday. I won't even be going to the games this year.
What?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, yeah. I could have. I opted to get back for Easter.
Mm.
Aww. Oh, got it. That means something to you and your household.
Oh,
it does.
Boy.
No, it does. I didn't mean to make that sound.
No,
it sounded extremely sarcastic.
Yeah, it did. Easter Wales.
Yeah, it
Good
does.
Food.
Yeah, Easter's fun. The whole eggs and stuff.
Yeah, the whole eggs.
I like eggs. Eggs
yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Eggs.
You said Easter whales, and I'm just trying to think how it would have worked as opposed to a bunny if we just made it a whale.
Well, the whale would it would take a while because the whale would slowly get here. The Easter bunny, the Easter whale would. I mean, you'd know if the Easter bunny was in your house because it would want. It would need water.
You mean the Easter whale?
The Easter
You're
whale.
Literally not listening to your
What's
own
going
sentence.
On?
The Easter
Are
whale
you okay?
needs. No, I'm not. The Easter bunny. Easter whale needs water. It hockey has sounds of it. It's loud. Mm-hmm. And an yep, Easter right whale here. Can't go through the front door.
What if it's a baby whale?
Well, those are still big. Aren't they like the size of a school bus?
Mm.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I assume a baby blue whale is gigantic.
Yeah.
In this case, though, our Easter whale would be fictional. We could make it any size we want.
Yeah, sure, man.
No, I'm just saying there's no such thing as the Easter
yeah, there's
whale.
There's no such thing as the Easter whale.
I'm saying
whale
if there
yet.
Was an Easter whale, he or she would be fictional.
Oh.
So it doesn't have to be an actual animal fitting through
a door, nor would it need water.
And
also,
how could it carry all the Easter baskets? They don't have, an Easter whale doesn't have disposable thumbs. A bunny does. Can carry.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
I promise you they don't have disposable thumbs.
You asked.
Did I?
No. No, just had to talk for a while.
Hmm. Well, I took care of that.
Thanks, babe. Genius.
Somebody text Abbott. Tell Stopwatch that Sauce hit his quota today in one segment alone. The Wild lost in overtime 2-1 to the Boston Bruins. Okay.
Well, it just sucks. I don't like when they lose, but they did get a point.
Staylock, 26 saves in the loss, but Brad Marchand scored the overtime game winner.
He is my favorite Marchand.
Yeah. Koivu scored in regulation for the Wild. His third period goal was the 14th of the year for Mikko Koivu. The Wild are at Nashville tomorrow night against Kevin McDermott's Predators again. And they whooped their ass on Saturday, 4-1. They can do it again. Why not?
When are we going to see Kevin again?
Friday. He's playing initials.
Oh, yeah. I wish we could see him sooner. He's a nice man.
Huh? He went to that game on Saturday.
Yeah, you gave him tickets.
I did.
Very sweet of you.
Yes.
I wish I had a cheeseburger right now.
From anywhere?
Anyone.
Let's talk cheeseburgers when we get back. I have a cheeseburger story. Maybe you read the same one.
Maybe I did.
We'll talk cheeseburgers right after this. That's a hell of a radio tease. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Chris Tucker is coming to Treasure Island Resort and Casino June 2nd, and you can see the razor-sharp wit and impeccable comedic timing make for an outrageously funny night of nonstop laughs. I've got a pair of tickets to give away now. 651-989-5326. 800-320-5326. Caller number 11.
Thanks, AJ.
So a guy last week goes to McDonald's in Oregon. He's 37 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
He orders 30 double cheeseburgers.
Oh,
it's a good start.
Delicious. And
the part of the story that is still unknown, it maybe will be a mystery for the rest of time.
Did he get two pops?
No. For whatever reason, McDonald's said no. So we don't know, according to this story, whether it was too big of an order and they just didn't think he had the money to pay for it or wasn't going to pay for it. Or we don't know why. But he was so pissed that they wouldn't give him 30 double cheeseburgers that he went outside, started beating up the store's golden arches, and was arrested. Who orders 30 double cheeseburgers?
I would assume that they would just make you come in and pay for it first.
Well, they don't give you the food before you pay for it anyways.
But they start making it, though.
Yeah, they were correct. Yeah, if you drove off.
Yeah, I would tell her, you know what, that's a huge order, man. Come on inside, we'll take care of you. That's what I would do, sure.
Yeah.
But this says he went into it. This was not a drive-thru incident. This is he went into a McDonald's and ordered.
That doesn't make any sense. If he'll pay for it, who cares if he then just throws them away?
Right, exactly.
What if he's going to like a party or like
I would like to eat those right now.
Oh, that sounds like one hell of a party.
Yeah.
Yes,
I bet Hawk and I together could get close.
Hey, look, guys, you bring the cocaine, I'll bring the double cheeseburgers.
You know, once you get the cocaine, you're not going to be hungry.
Cops came and he was arrested for disorderly conduct, criminal trespassing, criminal mischief, and harassment.
Don't beat up the golden arches.
Yeah, man. Be careful with those arches.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Former MLB player Albert Bell was arrested on Sunday in Scottsdale on suspicion of DUI and indecent exposure. Fox and Phoenix reported Sunday night that the former Cleveland Indians slugger was arrested for two counts of indecent exposure, one count of DUI, and one count of extreme DUI. Took place during a spring training game in Scottsdale. Bell, five-time All-Star, who led the league in RBIs, three-time, who cares? Who cares? Who cares about that?
He took it out?
Who cares about that?
Did he take it out?
Indecent exposure, I guess. I just know that it doesn't say exactly why. It just says...
could be an ass, I guess, right? It doesn't have to be man parts.
Could be his slabs.
Yeah. Could be his slabs.
Right. Yeah. He looks like you expect he would probably look.
Yeah.
He's ballooning.
Did you get the picture from Yahoo?
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. He's gotten a little bigger. Yeah. You know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know.
He looks.
He's a big dude.
Old.
Yeah, we all do.
God, Albert Bell, what happened, man?
I think he ate 30 bag lunches.
There's a 30-year-old guy named Saul from the Bronx.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's last on Breaking Bad.
Right. Last week, Saul got a $96,000 settlement from a lawsuit that he filed after a car accident.
Oh.
$96,000.
Okay.
So he did what AJ would do. Put all the cash in a suitcase, checked into a cheap motel, and hired three hookers.
Oh! That's a great move.
Play that sound effect again. That's me.
Thanks, Tommy Wiseau.
$96,000, he hires three prostitutes. After they had sex, the women pitched an idea to have a few of their friends come over and have some beer and cigarettes. And Saul was like, hell yeah, call your friends.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Right, better call Saul. This is a little reverse where the hookers called their friends. In this case, the bad news for Saul was those friends turned out to be two dudes with guns.
What?
So the two dudes busted into the room, stole the suitcase full of cash, and now, of course, Saul has to call the cops and go, I just got robbed by three hookers that I hired.
This is going to seem like Mad Libs, but hear me out.
So now the cops are trying to track down the hookers and their friends. As for Saul, he's pretty mad about the whole thing, saying, quote, I'm haunted by this. I needed that money badly.
Oh. Yeah. Poor Saul.
Poor Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needed that money badly.
Yeah. We don't need that cash.
Minor connection. Here's Jerry Springer a long time ago.
Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And I paid her with a check.
Stupid.
I wish I hadn't done that. And the truth is, I wish no one would ever know.
Love that soundbite.
It's a great soundbite.
He paid a prostitute with a check.
Don't ever do that. Pay cash.
And I love that he actually says, I wish I hadn't done that. He didn't say, I wish I hadn't had sex with a prostitute.
Yeah.
He says it right after he says, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that.
The best.
And the truth is, I wish no one would ever know.
That's true.
And again, it's not, I wish no one ever found out that I had sex with a prostitute. It's, I wish people didn't know that I was so dumb that I paid a prostitute with a check.
Right.
I don't like that people know that I'm that stupid.
Is his show still on?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
He had that show Baggage forever. You guys ever watch that show Baggage, that game show?
No. Never even heard of it.
Kind of a weird concept. And I mostly call BS. So basically the gist of it is somebody would come on, and it was a dating show with three potential options. And in round one, each of, let's just say the gal was the contestant, and there were three fine gentlemen that would say what they had for baggage, like a small piece of baggage from their past. Well, then round two was a larger piece of baggage. And then the third final round was basically supposed to be the deal breaker baggage. Like, I've murdered three people.
Right.
Or I've had 67 different STDs. Or, you know, I'm turned on by my mom or something, right? Button bar. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, button bar.
And then the gal would have to decide which one of the disasters she could put up with based on their baggage. And Springer hosted it.
No, I've never heard of it. That's awesome. I like that game.
But some of the baggage was so severe. You're like, there's no way they would willingly admit this stuff and not even win.
I'm Charles Manson.
Right. Just a train wreck of a show. But it had multiple seasons. It might still even be on the Game Show Network. I wouldn't know. My wife doesn't allow me to watch it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Jeez.
Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have.
I know, Jerry.
Yeah, you shouldn't have paid her
He's
with
the
a check.
Mayor of Cincinnati.
Not anymore.
No, not in a long, long time.
It hasn't been on in almost 4 years.
But Baggage?
Yeah.
I think Game Show Network is still running the reruns.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I've seen it on late night. It didn't look like a new episode, but I lost track years ago.
You guys want to hear a horrible story?
Sure. Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't know how I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
Excuse me. I can't talk.
Thank you. In a quest to be the record holder for the world's tallest water slide, investigators say Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City.
Oh, we talked about this. This is a big story, dude. You're just forgetting this. The kid that got decapitated.
There's an update, apparently.
Yeah, there was a settlement of some kind, right? Or the lawsuit?
Kind of. They rushed to build a dangerous and structurally complicated ride, ignored glaring safety red flags, and replaced mathematical calculations with, quote, crude trial and error methods.
Yikes.
Ugh.
That string of negligence, according to a recent unsealed indictment, resulted in the 2016 death of a 10-year-old boy and more than a dozen injuries.
Yeah.
So the update is that there was a lot negligence of injuries before the actual death happened, which, as you mentioned, was by
decapitation on a water slide.
Yeah.
Think of how wrong it has to go for that to be the end of the story.
How fast you have to be going.
It was 170 foot tall, right? On Friday, a year and a half after the boy's death, Kansas City Attorney General's office announced criminal charges against the company and one of its employees. Whew. My goodness. So apparently there was a net to keep people from flying off the ride as you came down it because it was so fast. But, of course, the rings that attached the net decapitated the young man.
Oh, man.
Right. How about that? I mean, how about... imagine the thinking that goes into saying, it'll work fine. We want to have the fastest one.
And the scariest thing for me is how many people must have known they were skipping steps.
Yeah,
I bet a lot.
Right, this isn't one guy going, I'll take care of it. I've played Roller Coaster Tycoon. It's multiple people going, well, wait a minute. Let me see the plans for this. Where are the, you know, there must have been multiple safety inspectors that said, yeah, you sounds like you got it. What? I mean, is that unfair to assume that multiple people had their hands on this and missed it?
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if it's the same, but like if you open a restaurant, the food people that have to come in, the health service that have to come in and check all these boxes off, did somebody just show up and go, whatever, that's fine?
Listen,
outside people of this whole thing, there has to be some kind of like rides expert.
From the indictment itself, Henry and Shuley did the opposite. They installed metal bars directly across the known flight path.
Oh my God.
Here's what one of the people who's been indicted, Henry, actually said. This is an actual quote from him. The ride could hurt me. It could kill me. It is a seriously dangerous piece of equipment today because there are things that we don't know about it. Every day we learn more. I've seen what this one has done to the crash test dummies and to the boats we sent down to it. It's complex, it's fast, and it's mean. If we mess up, it could be the end. I could die going down this ride. And he still opened it up.
Jeez.
And let people do it.
Man.
Oof. The more I read this article, the more I'm just flabbergasted that somebody thought this was a good idea.
Right. Poor kid. I mean, that's a nightmare. You're at the park.
Yeah.
What happened?
Again, it's...
his head fell off.
Yeah, I know. And you just assume, I know it's on different scales, but you assume when you go to the state, I should say, to the county fair, that the person who put up the zipper machine thought about what they were doing. Probably a stupid assumption, but you also assume...
Yeah, by the way, I disagree. those county fairs are the ones that I don't think they probably went through all the processes. But the big-time water parks or the valley fairs of the world...
With permanent rides.
Schlitterbahn's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You would assume the top flight parks across the country have safety inspections round the clock because their liability insurance must be gigantic because... That's their biggest concern is somebody drowning or breaking a leg or being decapitated.
Right, right.
We can't afford deaths. As long as everybody has a good time and stays safe, we're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Those county fairs are the ones that I legitimately get nervous on. Well, right. When I get into those rides or even my kids get into those rides, it's let's just hold your breath till it's over.
Yeah.
Let's just go get some mini donuts and cheese curds and go home.
Now, as we pause for 1 second. Crash test dummies, great point.
Interesting. I don't know if it's a great point or not, but I'll play it anyway. Can't decide if that's a great point.
Yeah, it was a strange point.
I mean, it's a point.
Yeah.
Not great, but I think it's a okay point.
Yeah,
one of the oddest videos of all time.
That's an odd song. I mean.
Yeah. This guy has a sweet voice, though.
You think?
Yeah. Once
there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, extremely weird.
Yeah.
His hair.
Okay, that's really weird. I'm gonna turn that off.
Yeah,
that's really got weird. I don't think I've ever listened to the words of that song before.
Well, the whole song is just these really weird things that seem to be mostly nonsensical. Again, the kid got in an accident and his hair turned into bright white. What kind of accident would possibly get your hair to turn white unless you're like a Joker falling into a vat of acid?
I think we've seen the movie, if you get struck by lightning, right?
Right. Six times?
Well, Powder was bald, completely bald. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I guess he was.
Powder was completely bald.
Right.
Also, he was a Boondock Saint.
True, he was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just play this song because it's pretty safe.
Yeah, this is a great song. My bad.
No, do you know? Or did you?
Vikings news when we come back. And there's actually a lot. We've discussed it a handful of times this morning, but there's like five or six things to get to, including losing a couple of players. Paul, your hands up.
I also have a five-round mock draft. We're not going to go through the names, but the
five position, Browns?
Five rounds.
I thought he said Fibron. I thought it was sponsored.
The positions they have us taking are weird, especially the pick they have us taking at 30.
Reverse cowgirl? We don't even care.
Well, I'll find out what that is after this. And this portion of the Power of Your Morning Show is brought to you by Prism Research.
I went down Virginia seeking shelter.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, it hasn't happened since March of 1993, but yesterday's NASCAR race was snowed out.
Snowed out?
Where
was it?
It was in Martinsville, Virginia.
Oh.
And it started snowing, I guess, on Saturday, and it didn't stop. So the STP 500 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race going to happen today at 11 a.m. Wait a minute. The truck race is scheduled for 11 a.m. The cup race happening later today, I guess. I don't know. What's
going on. Who knows?
I know it's happening today, but I do find it odd that a NASCAR race was snowed out.
That's extremely odd.
While we're doing Vikings news here in a second, can you do a little research for me? Maybe you've already done it. Do you have access, or do you already have this Wendy's mixtape?
I have it in front of me. I've got it in most systems.
Is it as decent as people are saying it is?
Yeah, in fact,
it's actually solid.
I would guess, unless you listen to the words, you wouldn't know it was like a Wendy's thing, you know?
Right.
Because it sounds like a real song.
So why don't we play it start of next segment?
Cool.
But basically what I'm referring to is there's this Wendy's, the restaurant, mixtape.
That's sweet.
That they released, and it's like 10 minutes long, and the whole goal was to have it sound as close to modern hip-hop as possible.
Right.
That it just... It wasn't over-the-top cheesy. It's just, like, this might be something you hear on the radio. And the rapper is allegedly Wendy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's her.
Is she hot?
I haven't seen her, but she sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm into redheads.
Yeah, me too.
I married one. I used to fantasize about one when I was, like, four.
Wendy's?
Daphne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, again, I've said this on the air before, but it was weird because... That was the first and only redhead I really thought was attractive until I met my wife.
Hmm.
So good, like 25-year run where redheads didn't do much for me.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, no, thank you. And it was like, yikes. Okay,
interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well said.
I think I know what you're saying.
My hunch is you two don't specifically care what hair color people are.
No.
Now Hawk likes gray hairs.
Yeah.
So Sauce, I would assume for you it's everything but gray.
Anything works
unless it was dyed gray.
Yeah, that
might work. A 24-year-old gal that's got gray hair.
That's fine.
Looking like Storm from the X-Men or something.
A friend of mine had gray hair at like 24 or 5.
Hmm.
He did.
No,
great story.
Sweet. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay.
Sometimes it's a good look. Like, PA looks good with gray hair.
Yes, he do. I would George not. Clooney.
Yeah. I would not.
Yeah, as a guy whose hair is starting to thin in the back here, I would much rather have gray hair than no hair.
Yo, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
You look sophisticated.
Yeah, you look smart.
And chicks dig Sean Connery, and he's 106.
He's still with us?
Hanging on.
Oh.
Hanging on by a thread.
Oh, that sucks.
What was the last movie he did?
Hawk knows.
Oh, was it Finding Forrester?
No, it was The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Wasn't that?
Oh, yeah, you're right. And that movie sucked. That movie sucked.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was the last one.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Your truck accessories. Bro.
That's right.
So Shamar Stephens off to Seattle,
mm-hmm.
as is Sebastian Thunderbucket. So the Vikings lost a couple of defensive linemen to Seattle, but of course, so about a week ago, we poached one of theirs because we took Sheldon Richardson on a one-year, $8 million deal. So he traded tackles.
He's going to be really good. He's better than the two we lost.
Yeah, he paid a little more for him, but
yeah,
I don't think it was unreasonable.
No, not at
expensive.
All. I'm glad they got him.
Joe Berger retired after 13 NFL seasons, 7 with the Minnesota Vikings. He's 35 years old. Thought about it for a couple of weeks. Seemed to hem and haw, at least in the papers. The reporters thought he was on the fence. But it sounds like he just was always leaning towards retirement. Thought about it for a half a second and decided that he was on the right path. So he's done at 35 years old. Probably smart if you can still speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 35, what,
he's
had
a good career.
What an age to retire. That's my age. I'll be working until I'm 100.
There's no way you see 100.
No, I'll be dead in a month.
Don't say that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean.
Actually, that would be better than if
month
you.
Is pretty soon.
If you died in June, that would really screw up my poker playing.
Boy, oh boy, that would.
So if you're going to die soon,
why?
April would be great.
Like in 4 days?
Well, I mean, then I could at least. Well, I probably will go to the funeral. So all I'm saying is that would be better if we got it over with quicker as opposed to this summer. I got a lot of things going on this summer.
Oh, okay. I'll take that into consideration.
We'd have to reschedule Meats for today. But I don't even think that's happening anyway.
I don't know what's going on with that.
The Vikings have a couple of unrestricted free agents still that are yet to sign, including Marcus Sherrills, which is strange, Terrence Newman, Michael Floyd, and Bishop Sankey, who meets us consistently confuses with Saquon Barkley.
I do. All the time. I think with Marcus and Terrence is, I think they both want, this would be where they really want to play, more Terrence than Marcus, but I could see Terrence going, well, the Vikings aren't going to offer me much, I'll just retire. Because isn't that basically what he did last year? I mean, I don't think a lot of teams are in the market for a 40-year-old cornerback.
Yeah.
Do you remember last year Terrence Newman did the worst riddle of all time that we all immediately figured out? Remember he announced that his intentions were to sign with a Super Bowl contender. And we all said, okay, he's just going to re-sign with the Vikings and claim that they're a contender.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And then they ended up being one. But yeah, that wasn't a hard riddle to solve. I think he wants to be a Zimmer guy.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of other teams in the league that are going to take a chance on a guy that's about 56 years old playing corner.
I think you're right.
So he'll either come back here or he'll be done.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I agree with you.
But it's not like we have a lot of depth at corner. Right? You got Trey Waynes, you got Xavier Rhodes.
McKenzie?
McKenzie is not working out.
Who may not make the team. I mean, he'll make the team because he's cheap.
Tremaine Brock didn't work out at all.
No.
We all thought that was
going
to be a giant
on?
Boost.
Didn't he sign with somebody?
Don't know, but it didn't work out here anyway. They don't have a lot of depth at corner. I would hope they would draft I know you're going to get to the positions here in a second, Sauce, from that mock draft you're reading. But I know offensive line's a big deal, but man, our secondary needs help too.
Yeah, Tremaine Brock signed with the Broncos.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so everybody does mock drafts, and I think the only two people in the world that really admire them are Hockey and I, because Hockey
them.
And I love them. Yeah.
It's fun. I like
now,
the draft.
We've done this multiple times where who cares about the name, right? Because the name is interchangeable. But this is a 5-round mock draft from NFL.com. The positions that are taking. Number one, the 30th overall pick for the Minnesota Vikings, their first round pick, 30th overall, is a tight end out of Penn State. That would be a shocker, right?
Yeah, no chance.
If they took a tight end out of Penn State?
No chance.
Now, they flirted with what's-his-face from the Eagles this offseason.
Trey Burton.
So,
well, and I know your guy, Kyle Rudolph, and we love him here on the Power 2 Morning Show, but if it is, what if this tight end from Penn State is a pass-catching threat, a blocking threat, and is 6-7 years younger and $6-7 million cheaper? I mean, maybe it's just we love Kyle, but we're going to have to find ways to start saving money down the road to get all this money to stay on the defense. And maybe the clock's ticking on Kyle. I hope not, but maybe that's the way Spielman's thinking.
Second round, 62 overall, a center/guard.
I have no problem with that.
That would be great.
We need a lot of depth. Yep.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Billy Price. It's the guy that blew out his pec at the combine.
Oh, really?
Probably would be a first-round pick if he hadn't done that.
We're going to run that button into the ground.
Of course, just like when they drafted Willie Beavers.
Right.
94th overall, a linebacker out of South Carolina State, Darius Leonard.
Singer for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, great point. Now, that could be Anthony Barr insurance.
Well, it could be your preparation for, remember the whole, we spent all this money on Kirk Cousins, so we can't bring everybody back? That could be a preparation for what their decision next year could be.
They do not have a fourth round pick. And then fifth round is a wide receiver, 167th overall, Trey Quinn from SMU. So tight end, center, linebacker, wide receiver. You can see the whole thing on NFL.com.
Thanks.
I would like linemen and cornerbacks.
Yes.
But the wide receiver is an interesting position, too, because what's the depth there now that Jarius Wright is gone? So you need depth at wide receiver, cornerback, defensive line, offensive line, and potentially looking for a new tight end or depth tight end.
Yeah, who is going to be the third receiver on this team?
I don't know. Now, remember, there's a lot of cuts that come at the end of training camp, that you can fill a lot of depth with.
Or so, June. Aren't there June cuts as well?
There's cuts all the time.
But, if you go back to the combine and listen to Zimmer, he's so down on LaQuan Treadwell.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's done with him.
He basically
just wants
said
to move on.
He doesn't get it.
Right.
That's not good.
No. So you got Thielen and Diggs. Yeah. Those two are both Pro Bowl caliber, all Pro caliber, badass receivers when they're healthy. After that, what do you got? A bunch of unknowns.
Yeah,
Treadwell. That's
Treadwell,
unknown.
Again, Rodney Adams, Stacy Coley.
Right. Yeah.
Floyd's not coming back. I mean, is there any chance they say Floyd didn't work out, but now he's got a full off season? We'll take him back cheap.
Probably. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
Because it did not work out, but you also have a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So now you got to wonder if new guy wants to take a chance on Michael Floyd.
And he was suspended, the first three? Didn't
three
he get
four?
Reduced?
I don't remember.
Doesn't matter. None of
but he essentially was suspended all 16.
Yeah, wow.
In terms of production.
So yeah, there's that.
I don't know.
Depth is what they need. Teams picking 30th, you don't really need to necessarily pick for need, just take for depth.
Well, it looks like Odell Beckham Jr. might be available.
Yeah, how about that?
Jeez Louise.
What's that?
The owner's
no,
tired
I'm
of
I'm reading the article right now. So I'm sure you guys saw when we were in Vegas last week, but there was a picture of him with a model. I believe he was in France or somewhere.
Yeah.
And he was in bed, and there were what appeared to be a bunch of illegal drugs on the bed with him.
There were white lines.
Yeah, right.
The video was fun to watch.
So according to today's Star Tribune, John Mara says, Odell Beckham Jr.'s behavior is wearing thin. The New York Giants co-owner spoke publicly for the first time Sunday in Orlando about the latest couple of offseason conflagrations.
Interesting.
Involving the star wide receiver, including a brief video that I just mentioned. I'm tired of answering questions about Odell's behavior. Excuse me, Mara said. He knows what is expected of him, and now it's up to him.
Don't forget, Odell Beckham Jr. also wants to be the highest paid player in the league.
Right.
So you could say, well, would the Vikings love
Odell Beckham Jr. Of course, every team in the league would love his on-the-field performance. He's unbelievable. And Cousins, giving Cousins another threat like that would be sick, but I don't think the Vikings can afford him.
No, I would agree.
This is last year under contract.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay him $20 million a year to catch footballs.
Yeah, you'd have $50 million and a quarterback and a wide receiver.
How about the fact that the Jets also pulled their offer, I should say, from Ndamukong Suh? So nobody's after him right now.
Yeah, the Rams. He'll end up there.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Which would be a terrifying defense.
Donald and Suh?
Smokes. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and their ends. They have great defensive ends as well.
You have a great end as well. I just want to tell you. You're welcome. Holy crap, 755.
Whoa.
Whoa. Bye. Dude. Ho. Goodness.
Fan 5 is next.
Yep. The fan. Thank you, Polly. Good morning, everybody. It's Power Trip Morning, so I hope you're having a good Monday morning. You might have woken up and gone, well, snow? Don't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your
attention?
That's
a sweet song, though.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
What is it?
So when the Ryder Cup was here a couple of years ago, I remember telling my daughter, Bailey, who just didn't seem to care, I said, you don't have to care, but this is probably the last time in our life that the Ryder Cup will be here. That's why everybody's geeking out. Is that it's not coming back.
Yeah.
It only comes to the U.S. every 4 years because it goes every two back and forth between Europe and here. So maybe 50 years from now, maybe you're going to see another Ryder Cup, but I might not.
Yeah.
One of those bits. It's coming back in 2028. They just officially announced it this morning. Ryder Cup coming back to Hazeltine 10 years from now.
Awesome.
How did we get it back that fast?
We must have kicked butt.
No kidding.
Yeah, was it such a good job?
Was it just that much of a home run that the Ryder Cup's like, nope, we're going straight back to Minnesota. So coming back to Hazeltine in 2028.
That's awesome.
How badass is that? That's unexpected.
Really cool. I went out there for a couple of the days. It was super cool. And the vibe, obviously there were some cool stories, and then you know U.S. had won that year, but there were... It was so fun. I've never been to like a golf tournament, so to get to one of the ones that's a little bit unhinged was a good experience. Where people are having fun, they're going crazy in the stands. All the pride for your country is just going bonkers. It was really fun.
Speaking of pride for your country, too, Ryder Cup USA on Twitter at Ryder Cup USA. They announced it by using our guys in Team Schuster.
What?
To announce it with a little curling video. Breaking news for us. Right? Yeah. We got to watch him film that video. It was pretty cool. We got to watch him film it.
What do you think of that? We kept a secret.
We actually kept a secret.
Wait a minute.
And not only is Sauce the world's worst listener.
That's why I wasn't invited.
You're also the world's worst secret keeper. But we actually knew that about a week ago, but had to keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, which is hard for me.
Yes.
No wonder I wasn't invited.
That was most of it.
Oh, I see. I get
coming back to Minnesota in 2028.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That video's super cool, too.
It is cool. It's always weird when professionals shoot videos, even if it is a 30-second video.
Yeah.
It takes them 5 hours.
Yeah. It was a 30-second video.
And then they edit it, and you're going, that looks like you could have shot this video in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But they take every shot super seriously. They check the lighting 1,000 times. They make him do 20 takes, even if the takes are exactly the same, just to make sure they have the perfect shot. Also, maybe to justify their bill, right? You can't charge through the roof and go, we're done in 5.
Right. That's it. One take.
You got to film for 3 hours to make it look like it's important.
It's not the room.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
So Wendy's put out this mixtape.
That's right.
I can't wait to hear this.
Ugh. How do you spell separates?
Separate.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E-S.
I believe it's A-R, isn't
that? Yeah, that's my problem there.
No idea.
That looks so wrong to me, though. Man, am I old.
Separate.
Hey, Google. How old am I? Are you ready for this, Core?
So they dropped this mixtape called We Beefin'.
We are beefin'.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And so far, their Twitter reaction's been pretty positive, saying, hey, Wendy's doesn't suck at hip-hop.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait to hear it. I have not heard it yet.
Are you sure you can't wait?
Yeah.
This is the most... I'm going to be excited the rest of the show. This is the pinnacle of the rest of these 55 minutes for me.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope not to disappoint you, but here we go. We beefing, which is not about sex.
Or farting.
Or it's not a unanimous vote at a bestiality conference.
Brilliant.
What are we doing today, kids?
We beefing!
We beefing!
Damn it, again. 4 months in a row, Bill. Oh.
Bill.
This is what happens when Bill has the scepter of voting in the bestiality club.
Hey, when we horsing?
The scepter of voting.
When are we horsing?
Really?
You shall not pass this cow!
Somewhere Hawks in the background going, when are we horsing? Shut up, Hockey.
You better stop it. See me falling off is not an option. I see you plotting, trying to wonder how we got this popping. It took a lot, man. Can't even front, I want the spot, man. They say they love us cause we serving everything you not, man.
What's that about?
You Twitter beefing for some clout. Your customers is in a drought.
They loving me with no doubt.
Stop it for a second. Okay, have it ready to fire up. Here's why I can already tell you that this is 100% brilliant by Wendy's. I'm not a I'm not the common man, Dan Cole. I can't ramp up to a good song because I've never done a an FM DJ stint. But what if I told you up next is the number one song in the country, "We Beefin'" by Cardi B.
You better stop it. See me falling off is not an option.
Yeah.
See you plotting, trying to wonder how
right?
we got this popping.
You would never know.
Lot, man. Can't even front, I want
I don't know what
man.
Cardi B
they
sounds
they
like.
Because we serving everything you not, man.
Do you?
I like Cardi B.
Yeah, she's just... some clout. Your customers is in a drought.
She's better than this.
Is she?
So what's the beef? They threatened and now I really see. Wendy's been holding it down for like a minute now. Mickey Bleep was trying to beef, it's time to finish now. The team can handle any problem, that's our principal. You get it now, Chicken Shack, you acting really wild. Number one, that's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive-thru always slow? Why your
wow, now they're ripping other fast food restaurants?
That's their bit.
Nope, that baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce and still be so tasty.
Genius.
Tweets don't face me.
Because idiots like us are falling for it. They're getting free advertising.
Because I'm fast food's first lady. It's Queen Wendy up in this thing. Y'all can't beat us.
All right, so I have a question. So, Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli, if you recall.
Yeah.
You guys remember them? Great point.
Great point. You should play some.
It's not, again, it's not a great point.
It's a great point.
Yes, it is, Hogs.
It's a below average.
Oh. So the thing about Milli Vanilli, of course, is they didn't sing.
What?
Right. But they were a big deal. But then, for people like Paul and I, even though you know that Rob and Fab did not sing the songs, we can still look back and go, whoever the hell's singing this still shreds.
Hell yeah. This song bangs.
So, who is this gal doing the Wendy's rap? Because they're saying it's Wendy, but it's not Wendy.
It's not?
Is it somebody famous, or is it some unproven talent that... Now her claim to fame is going to be the Wendy's rapper.
Hmm.
I wonder who it is. Like, what if it was Spinderella?
That'd be brilliant. Can I ask my question? Hawk, how much did you pay for a Baconator?
All the money in my wallet.
That's a ton.
Yeah. This is a terrible song.
This is one of the greatest songs of all time.
It's just terrible. I gotta believe you guys are goofing on me when
Not
you say
even close.
This is a
I
good
love
song.
This.
I'm with Chris on this one.
Thank you.
Did you know the EP? Hold on. What is it here? Stop. This is too
you guys don't like number one hits?
Yeah. What would you blame it on?
Poor taste.
They also have other tracks on this thing called Twitter Fingers and Rest in Greece.
Twitter Fingers, isn't that Rosie's new website?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
But their whole bit is they go after all these other companies on Twitter.
Oh, even their commercials, their current commercial does it. Calls out the frozen beef.
That's what my nickname was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
You were frozen
I was the frozen beef, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Because yeah. He's one of those guys that wore shorts in the winter. We get it, Chris. You're tough.
Yeah.
Oh, Hawk, what are you doing later?
We beefing.
For the second time today.
I like what I like.
Hawk, did you see Pacific Rim this weekend?
Of course he did.
I didn't have time, no. But I will.
Too busy winning.
That's right.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Wild lost to Boston 2-1 in overtime.
Hmm. Awful. Yeah, that's right, Rose. It's awful.
Yeah.
Why is that awful?
We got a point.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, but you want them to win games this time of year. It's important to win games. We be beefing.
The final four in basketball is set. Loyola of Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darren Revelle tweeted something like, out of the 17.5 million brackets that were filled out on ESPN.com. Let me see if I can find this stat. And then you guys can guess. Hang on a second.
Okay,
here.
Good. Give me a guess first?
No.
Yeah, I do.
12.
Damn it, you're right.
What if I'm right?
No, it's more than that.
I don't even know what the question
was. It's right.
I just threw out a number.
Here we go. Found it. That was worth the wait. 17.3 million people filled out brackets on ESPN.com.
Okay.
How many of those, out of 17.3 million, how many of those picked Loyola of Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas to make the Final Four? To go 4-for-4 this year, how many out of 17.3 million brackets?
Hmm. Well, I refuse to answer.
Less than 1%.
Give me a number.
Point.
No, give me a number of brackets.
Oh. Man, I'm going to guess a number, and it's going to be more than 1%. It's going
to. That's why I wanted you to guess.
8.
You think 8 people out of 17.3 million people? Yeah, 8 had it right.
Right, because didn't we hear the stat that who were perfect after the first day was like way less than...
It's not about going perfect. It's just going 4-for-4.
I know that, but 8. I'm going to go with 8.
8? Chris Hockey.
100.
AJ.
I saw the number.
Okay. 550.
Wow.
550 people out of 17.3 million. 0.003%, Paul.
Oh.
Hmm. So I wonder, like, what percentage of that just darts? You know what I mean? Just like...
It's two groups of people, right? Because Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas are guessable. Loyola, to get that right, you're somebody that's throwing darts or flipping coins,
yeah.
Or you went to Loyola, you have a connection to Chicago, that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the other three are guessable. Loyola, you have essentially no chance.
Yeah, Michigan, extremely guessable after their run through the Big Ten tournament.
And the other two are number one seeds.
Yeah, correct.
550.
Hmm.
That's way more than I thought.
It really is, because you only said like 8.
I said 8. I'm not smart.
No, you're not. You're smart. You're fine. It wasn't a smart thing. It was a bad guess. You're not good at gambling.
No.
It's okay.
But I'm going to do it again, right, Hogs? Because what would Hogsley do?
I just keep on throwing money.
Yeah, right. It'll fix it.
Yeah, eventually.
Get back on that horse, right? That's what Chris always says.
That's right. Yeah. We beefing.
No, we horsing. What are we horsing? Shut up, Hockey.
Okay. Hold on. Where's that? Damn it. I got a song that would be perfect for you.
Is it about beefing?
Nope.
Oh, hell yeah. Hawk, you've played with these guys, right?
That's a legend.
No. No. The band.
Yeah.
They didn't film it.
Didn't they?
There's no proof.
Wasn't one of them like, I don't need the other guy? Oh, wait, I need the other guy.
Yeah, I don't think they like each other. But they like $100 bills.
This is Big and Rich?
Yeah.
I guess the guy that didn't need the other guy is the one that's named Rich.
I think it was Big, wasn't it?
Because if you're big, like a fat guy probably needs some help. If you're rich, you don't need any help.
Everybody say. Yeah, this is a fun band to see in concert, though.
This is a life-changing song. This was a huge hit. Right?
Breakdown!
Okay.
It was, yes. The fan. Thanks, lady. Hey. the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, Power Trip Morning Show at 8:21. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. They have their 2018 Major League Baseball predictions in today's USA Today. They've got your Minnesota Twins winning how many games, Cor?
Um, 82.
Sauce?
86.
Age?
Ooh, I was going to take 87.
86 it is.
Ooh, funny.
But they have the Indians winning 97.
Oh, what the hell? That's a ton.
That is a lot, man.
97?
97. So who knows?
And their season starts on Thursday.
That's right. That's almost so opening weird. Day, man.
In Baltimore?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
I can guarantee a way that the Twins don't get to 82 wins. I bet on them.
Apocalypse?
Oh, yeah, good idea. Oh. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, if I take the over, you guys are screwed.
But if you bet against them, they may win it all.
God, yeah. I wish I had magical powers.
You kind of do.
I would change so many things.
You know what else? I think I might have magical powers. They just go a little slow. You guys remember Andy McDowell?
Yeah.
Groundhog's Day.
That's
Malcolm's
right.
daughter?
She was in a lot of 90s romantic comedies and like,
sure.
period pieces.
And everyone, ooh.
Christopher.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Christopher Allen Hockey.
Ooh.
Like, yeah. Like he's at a restaurant and they go, well, we have cake. We have a pie. We also have apple crisp. Ooh. Like they struck a fancy with him on the menu. Ooh. Oh, that.
Yeah, she was in Groundhog Day, Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Our Changing Bodies.
Ooh. I don't get it. What's that about?
Anyway. As I said, I have magic powers, but they just run a little late. She's actually doing a nude scene in her next movie.
Is that clapping?
She's 59. It'll be called Love After Love.
Isn't that a song?
Probably.
Isn't it a time after time? But you
oh,
don't.
Great point.
Great. That is a great point.
Yeah, right, Hogs?
Which point you want me to make?
Did you say you're thinking about time after time, but you're dumb?
That's exactly what I said.
Why am I dumb? Man, you guys are nice.
Great.
No, I'm
great
include
song.
Us.
Yeah, he said it.
I love sauce.
I like sauce.
What kind?
Marinara.
Oh, yeah.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of boobs.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So
boobs?
She's, she said she's never done a nude scene before because she didn't want to embarrass her kids, but her kids are all grown up. So she's,
That's even more embarrassing, though.
She's letting those puppies fly.
Now, right. This means Hockey will see that movie.
Yeah, I probably would have seen it anyway. I find her to be a darling.
Bill Murray knew her face so well.
Yeah.
He could carve her face in ice.
Yep.
Without even looking at it.
I've never seen that entire film.
Great. Dude, great movie.
That's like...
That's peak Murray for me. I know he's got other films that he's more renowned for, but that movie has every part of Bill Murray's brilliance, right? The sarcasm, the comedy, but he's... Got a whole bunch of heartwarming scenes to eat, right? That's the whole range of Bill Murray, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all of it. The snark and the sass.
For your information,
Hairdo.
Brilliant. Just a great film.
Great film.
I think I'm getting sick.
Oh, that's awesome.
My little boy's sick.
Aw.
Rose.
Well, I'd rather be sick than him. I'll take it.
You'd rather be sick than be Mac Mansoor. I mean, if... Just give me a disease. Well, no thanks.
I don't want to go through all that stuff again. You got a long way to go. I'm old now. It's almost over for me. All the hard work's done. But no, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, nude scenes. Sweet. I like them.
Yeah, duh.
Strong take.
Thanks.
Real strong take.
Appreciate you.
Favorite nude scene of all time. Go.
Mm. Ooh. Non-porn?
Of course.
Hmm.
Well, when I say nude scene, what's the first one you thought of?
That where she has to prove that she's a woman.
From just one of the guys?
Duh.
Sauce, favorite nude scene. Go. First thing you think of, go.
The basic instinct scene.
God, I think that means you're really messed up. If you go straight to that.
Right, right.
Well, that's like one of the most renowned ones.
Yeah, but I think for whatever reason, it's creepier to me that you went straight for the crotch when Chris went for the top half.
Yeah, the fun bags.
What else did you call them one time? Sweater cows?
No, feeding tubes.
Feeding tubes.
I don't want to offend people.
That's more offensive than just calling them hoots.
Yeah, that was your attempt to go biological or scientific.
Right. I don't know. Call them what you want.
What's yours, Corey?
The first one I thought of when I asked my own question was Erica Eleniak jumping out of the cake from Under Siege.
Oh, now, that's a great one.
Yeah. If we were off the air, you would say Magic Mike 3D.
No. But Chris is also mostly right. We've talked about it 1,000 times on this show that for a lot of us, just one of the guys was a game changer.
Pause, rewind.
Right. That was one of the first nude scenes I ever saw was that, and also basically every nude scene from Revenge of the Nerds as well, which is still a film that I cannot believe Sauce hasn't seen.
I've never seen it.
Right, when they set up the cameras in the sorority, it's, somewhere 12-year-old Corey is going, "What is this? This is like Citizen Kane."
Oh, you're talking about the movie. I thought you were looking in your lap. What is this?
That's Bill Cosby.
What is that? The pudding pop?
Dirty pop.
That's it.
I would say most people would argue the most famous nude scene in the history of film is potentially Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's in every top five conversation.
Yeah, that's a good.
Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, that's a good.
Which that's the generation before us.
That's a great one though.
But that's a little before our time because that movie came out when I was like five. That would definitely have been a what is this?
What
the hell?
There was a great nude scene in Animal House as well.
Yeah,
Where John Belushi. Not only is it a cool nude scene, but it's also one of those times. I think maybe the first time I ever saw him, like, break the fourth wall or whatever they call it.
Where they look right into the camera.
Yeah, because he's looking, and then he kind of just looks over at the camera like,
hell yeah.
Are you seeing this? And I was going, yes, I am.
It's in the way that you use it.
What?
It's an Eric Clapton reference to your penis.
He sang that song about my wife?
Yeah, you should play it. Great point. We have to have it. Here, I have it. Hang on. Here's Hockey watching Animal House, just kind of casually watching boobs come out. He's just sitting there on the couch.
Which is surprising because cell phones didn't exist yet.
Anybody else get the sense that there might be a nitrous leak somewhere in the studio today?
Oh, hang on, boobs on the TV.
Great song. Whoa, gross.
Great song. Do you know, I think we timed those both at the same point. I played it on my phone and then I was like, why is it so loud? Oh yeah, it's on the radio. I'm gonna take a lap.
You're gonna take a lap?
There's 7 minutes left in this segment. I'm just kidding, we're going to break. Go ahead and walk it off. Walk it off. Walk it off. One final segment, Power Trip Morning Show, back after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
There we go. Welcome back, Power Trip Morning Show, final segment for today. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks again to everybody who came to Las Vegas with us.
That was so much fun.
So much fun, and Michael Kenny, nice job, as always. Putting it all together and helping us get out there. Ryan Donaldson did a fantastic job as well. Everybody. Just Todd Cronbush and Buffalo Wild Wings, Planet Hollywood. Dave Wyndham, you're the best ever. Love you. Even though I know you're not listening and it's love 4 you. O'clock where you're at. But I love you.
I think Dave listens to PA once in a while via iHeartRadio. Yeah. I don't think he listens to this. It's too early.
I don't blame him. That's a good dude, though, man.
Dave's awesome.
He's one of the best.
Friday night or Monday morning, whatever. But a couple things for you guys before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Number one, yesterday on my plane, well, I guess it was Saturday, on my plane ride back, there was a lady who kept moving around the plane before we took off.
Yeah.
And the the
flight attendant.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. I don't want to offend anybody. I said, ma'am, please, you got to go back to your assigned seat. And the lady was like, why? There's open seats. And she said, and at least until we take off, the pilot needs to know because they have it all worked out as a weight ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be in, as soon as we get in the air and he takes the light off, you can go sit wherever there's an open seat. That's cool. But you got to stay where you're at. Do you think that the lady was just trying to get this woman to sit down and shut up?
100%.
Or do you think that's a true thing? Do you think that the weight ratio, like,
matters? I'm sure it matters, but not if it's 120 pounds.
Yeah.
No, and she basically said that it matters for us. We need to figure out where the weight is displaced right now, but once the plane's in the air, you can move.
Right.
So maybe it only matters when you take off and land.
When you're taking off. It's a bumpy takeoff, too, man. The wind was really blowing.
I think that's the way of them to just say,
sit your ass in your seat.
Yeah, sit down without having to tell an adult, sit down.
Because I'd never heard that before.
Just tell him to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She tried.
You're the boss.
And then,
the
and then by the way, I saw her do it because she ended up sitting like the next row up. After the lady told her that and then went back up to the front before we took off, she came back and sat in a different seat again. And I'm like, kick her off the flight. Can you not listen for 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Can you not just wait a minute?
Was it a better seat?
Well, there was nobody beside her. And in her other seat, there was somebody sitting beside her. So I get the idea that you want to have a whole row to yourself. Trust me, I did too. But just wait a second, man.
Yeah. Mm. Did you guys watch the Stormy Daniels interview last night on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper?
I got some audio from it.
Got the second half of it.
No. I watched it.
It was delayed, of course, because Kansas and Duke went into overtime.
Yeah.
So the people who don't care about college basketball, who tuned in to see the Stormy Daniels interview, had to wait another, 40 minutes, maybe?
Right. Some of those people who watch that show are in bed at 7.
Right, like your dad normally.
Yeah, or your dad who's 114.
Right, and he goes to bed about noon.
And he would have been offended.
I don't think he would have been.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Most of it had already leaked out, right? Most of the things that she said
BuzzFeed
were things that were already out in the media. So there wasn't a lot of new news last night, which was a little frustrating. It was a big buildup for stuff that we had already heard.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we all were curious about, or some of us were curious about, they hinted that they have, but they didn't say that they have it, right? Things like, you know, she said, I'm not comfortable answering that. Because one of the things in the agreement was she was supposed to hand over all text messages, videos, photos, and then her and her lawyer both claimed they basically still have some.
Yeah.
Which would violate the agreement, but then they claimed that he never signed it, but Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, did, so that counts. So whatever, they're all going to argue about who has what and who should have done what or whether or not the money matters, blah, 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 blah. I don't really care if Trump slept with her or not. I really don't. That's none of my business. JFK slept with everybody, right? Sounds like Clinton did too. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make you a good or bad president whether or not you're sleeping with other people. You could argue ethics and morals and stuff. I don't really care as long as the job gets done.
Yeah, right.
To me, the thing that came out of last night that's interesting, because I think it's the scariest part of it, is whether or not her story is true about at one point being threatened and her daughter being threatened by somebody that she claimed was an associate of Trump. And she even admitted that, I don't have proof that that incident existed, but it was something like 10 years ago. It was basically, forget this Trump story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about Donald anymore. If that's the case, that's the difference, right? And that would go for JFK. That would go for Clinton. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. That's where it goes from moral to legal, right? Where if you're legitimately getting shook down because you're having an affair with the future president.
Hmm.
You know, that's where once it gets criminal, then it matters. If it's just moral, then I think of how many people in huge spots are sleeping with other people. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't like
that. Doesn't matter. Now you can say I don't like it. Well, okay, but that's just the way the world works. A lot of people in very prominent positions are not being faithful to their spouses,
for sure.
And that doesn't mean they're bad at their jobs, right? Whether it is Clinton or Trump, it doesn't matter.
Agreed. No, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you 100%. And furthermore, I don't think people care as much as the media hopes they do.
Well, you know what? 538 and a lot of other sites have researched, and this is actually an indictment on the entire country and just people in general, that they went back and they said, when Clinton was the one in trouble, take a wild guess who thought it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Republicans. Yeah, Republicans are like, this is embarrassing.
Right, right.
And now that it's reversed, that it's a Republican being accused of an affair. Now all of a sudden Republicans are like, well, it doesn't really matter. And right. Democrats are going, this is disgusting. So it's just, I mean, it's, they're saying even affairs are partisan politics. When it, anybody with a brain should just say it, that is irrelevant to the job. But for whatever reason, it's just pathetic that that's how this works in this country. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the one thing that I thought was really interesting about last night. Not the alleged video, not the hush money. I don't care if it came from his campaign or not. I'm assuming that he paid it. It doesn't matter. That doesn't make me mad at all. It's Donald Trump. I assume he's sleeping with 90 gals a week for his whole life, right? That's his entire persona is, I surround myself with beautiful women. This shouldn't shock anybody, right? That's not the shock. The shock is, did he really potentially have somebody shake her down by saying, God, it'd be pretty scary if your daughter didn't have a mom. Hmm. If that happened, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now, we have no proof that he even authorized that, or sure. If that incident even took place.
Sure.
I don't know. I did like that Anderson Cooper, by the way, more proof that AC is the best ever.
Unbelievable.
Here's why AC is the best. Even though he's on CNN, and even though Republicans probably mostly hate him, if you watched last night, he asked a lot of questions that Republicans were probably very excited about, right? He asked a lot of questions about her credibility and how many times she has flat out denied an affair, and why would we believe you now? Who's to say you're not just an opportunist? Like, he put her in a corner a lot of times. Now, both of them, Stormy and her lawyer, had answers to why, but still, I thought if you're a righty, Cooper went to bat for you last night. I thought pretty solidly, right? I thought he did a very fair job of asking her questions. Why are you doing this? Why should we believe you? Why does it matter?
He asked her attorney, too, like, in, you know, when you were in college or whatever, you were part of this Democratic group. Is this just a political thing?
And right.
It's like, I haven't done politics
in 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
Which is a fair comeback, but again, good question.
Right, absolutely.
Why aren't you just, a part of the machine for the left? I thought it was fine, but again, I 2% of it I thought was new information. Is that accurate for you guys, too?
Yeah, agreed.
I thought most of it was already out in the press. But AC at the end did say he doesn't think this story's going away, which means he thinks there's more based on the conversations that we probably didn't see on CBS last night.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them, Stormy and her lawyer, threatened that there's a lot more. So I wonder if they're just waiting to release videos and photos and text messages because they know that legally they weren't supposed to. I don't know. I don't think it's going away, but
But
it's also Boy Who Cried Wolf. How many times can you have interviews like that don't tell us anything new before the country starts to get bored with it? Going, we already knew all this. This isn't changing anything. If it doesn't change anything, we're going to stop watching.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of stop watching, back to sports for a second.
Where is he? Did he text you?
He's out today. Who cares?
Yeah, where is he?
Right. He's on. He's
at a stopwatch convention.
Rehab.
For?
Porn addiction.
Oh, really? What?
Hold on.
He's addicted to a stopwatch.
Oh.
He loves
talent. What kind of porn's he into, Hawk?
Whoa. Clock.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I thought you were going to name an STD there for a second.
Yeah. I thought you were going to name a...
I was going to say...
Part.
Clock watching.
Sure.
And then I thought, whoa, misstep there and I'm done. But speaking of missteps and I'm done... I asked AJ because I hadn't read this story, but admittedly, I don't like sports. Philadelphia Eagles defensive end Michael Bennett has been indicted after injuring a woman at Super Bowl 51 last year. He allegedly...
last year, right? Not the one in Minneapolis, the one in Houston a year ago.
Right.
The charges are finally up now.
He allegedly shoved a 66-year-old paraplegic woman while attempting to run onto the field to congratulate his brother Martellus. I hadn't heard that story before, but as you said, he's now been indicted.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, and again, I only know the Cliff Notes, so this might be incorrect, so I shouldn't even say it, but who cares? It's not like it's murder. I think the whole problem was he didn't have field access, and he basically pushed his way on, like, no, I'm getting on, my brother's out there. It's like, well, this is the Super Bowl. Unless you have the right pass, I don't care who your brother is.
Yeah.
Right? Wait your turn. You'll see your brother later. If you have access, then... Right this way, sir.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
A lot of those guys just think they're entitled, and I'm going to go hug my brother right now. You don't have a media pass.
Nope.
You don't have a field pass.
Yeah, relax, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah. Now we go back to the AJ Mansoor desk. And he has an interesting story about Joe Thomas.
Yeah, so you know how offensive linemen, defensive linemen, a lot of times, I shouldn't say a lot of times, sometimes when they retire from the game, lose a ton of weight. We've also seen that some go the other direction, but a lot of guys are putting on the pounds to stay up to weight for the NFL. Joe Thomas went on a little bit of a Twitter monologue the other day about the things he had to do to continue to keep weight and to stay above 300 pounds in the NFL. He said that a guy his size should be about 255 pounds, his height, I should say. Average or normal weight is about 255 pounds, and he played up to about 325. So he had to do a ton of things to keep on that weight because he'd get eaten up if he didn't do that. So 4,200 calories a day on inactive days. So days that he didn't, outside of maybe a normal workout, he had to have 4,200 calories a day. And he would eat before bed a full sleeve of Girl Scout cookies and drink 2 glasses of whole milk to get his, whole milk is hideous.
Hideous.
To get to his calories at the end of the day. And he, where was this other one?
So wait, how tall is Joe Thomas?
Like he's 9 foot tall.
He's 9'9".
I can't believe that the average weight is 255 for 6'6". That can't be right. That's got to be too
not
high.
Not the average weight.
Like a healthy weight? That's got to be too high.
Yeah.
It's got to be closer to like 215 or 220.
Maybe for his body style?
Or, I don't know. But that, I can't imagine 255 waist? Unless you're 10 feet tall is the right weight.
6'6". Yeah, I don't know.
That seems high to me, but whatever.
When he was gaining weight in high school and in college, he would take an entire loaf of bread each day, make it all into peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and eat a half a sandwich every hour, washing it down with a glass of whole milk every single time.
Mm. You know, there. How
just
many of us
to gain weight?
How many of us are listening to this thinking, "Yeah, lucky,
right, 100%."
But again. That would be terrible, man.
No, you remember Michael Phelps?
To be eating all the time like that?
He had to have like 20,000 calories when he was on competition days.
That's a lot.
It'd be good for like a week.
No, see, I'm going to argue the other way. Again, we referenced earlier that I can't believe I lost 1.2 pounds eating like ass for 5 days in Vegas.
Man.
If that was my life, if I could eat like that and know that I was going to maintain weight like Joe Thomas did, it's incredible. Right, the whole time I was in Vegas, I go, this is a nightmare, this is a disaster.
I don't want eating to become a job,
ate when you were hungry, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes what I want. I went to In-N-Out less than an hour after I ate lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because it didn't matter, because it was Vegas. If that's Joe Thomas's life, of course I can go to In-N-Out Burger. Who cares if I just ate? I got to maintain weight. That would be awesome.
We should ask Tommy when he's in next, because
he was the same way. Right? Yeah. Let's see. I got two more things I want to do. Which one do I want to do most? You know what? I'm going to give you a good story on the way out. By the way, can you like post that on...
it is on the poster page.
Perfect. Thank you, dude.
Joe Thomas is looking svelte. Looks good.
Yeah, he's down to 280 right now.
Mm. We all love doggies, right?
Yeah.
Doggies are the best.
Yeah. The best.
But I think it's the one thing we all agree on. Except for, zero.
Oh, my dog's a disaster. She's got twisted lady parts.
But in thought... Dogs are a good thing, even to you, right?
Sure.
Okay, good. Three guys near Hilton Head, South Carolina, which is beautiful, by the way, took a small boat out on the river last Wednesday, and it capsized in 30-mile-per-hour winds. The water was pretty cold, and hypothermia was starting to set in. Luckily, two of them made it back ashore, but 24-year-old Mason Ringer didn't make it back. He tried swimming for a while, couldn't beat the current. His feet started to cramp up. All he could do was float. And then, a doggy saw him. No, not Snoop Dogg.
Great song.
Not Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Nate?
A 7-year-old yellow lab named Woody. He happened to be outside. He saw the struggling man, jumped in the water, swam straight to him.
No way.
Mason grabbed his tail. The dog started pulling him to shore. Mason lost the grip on the tail. Woody turned around, swam up to him so he could reach his collar. Dude grabbed his dog collar, and the doggy pulled him all the way to shore.
Is it just me, or if I'm drowning, I think a dog would be a detriment, right? Like, that would be more to worry about, that grabbing tail and grabbing collars and things like that. I don't know. That seems like that would give you less of a chance of getting back to shore. Like, now I got to worry about this dog, too?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that sounds like that? I thought the story was going to be, and then they both drowned.
Well, see, the problem is because one time, luckily my brother is a long ways away from here. He'd hate me telling the story. But we were swimming at the lake as kids, and my brother decided to show off for a babe, so he did a flip and landed on his chest.
Yeah, knocked the wind out of him?
Yeah, and started to, you know, flail. So I jumped in to save him, and when I got to him, he grabbed me by the hair and pushed me under the water.
Which is the normal reaction.
Yeah, trying to hold himself above water. Yeah. I can
also
tell you,
a big brother move.
Well, that's the point, though. That's the point, though. I don't think there's been other things I'm sure he regrets in life. He's never been more embarrassed by anything. So the thing that I think when this doggy swims out to me is I'm going to do whatever I can to get out of the water. I'm surprised he didn't drown the dog on accident, you know?
Yeah.
But good old doggy, man. And this dog apparently has never been trained for anything like that. He likes to climb trees. He's just like a special dog. And so, good for you, doggy.
If I saw that in a movie, I would sob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd probably say, oh, that's not ever going to really happen.
Right. If you saw it in the movie, you'd say, this is stupid. This is so fake.
Yeah. Right. But
that dog wouldn't
Hawk
go save
would
a person.
Crying.
Oh, yeah, we definitely cry. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Shadow do that in Homeward Bound?
My cat?
Who the hell saw Homeward Bound?
Are you kidding Homeward me? Homeward Bound is a great film. Great film.
Everybody saw Homeward
Bound. You guys watch weird movies.
Sassy.
You love the nerd movie.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
Which nerd movie?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, okay, because there's a lot of nerd movies.
I couldn't think of the name. That, you know, the other words. Yeah, I'm going to go.
No, it's okay.
That's all right, the show's over. You're allowed to go home.
Go ahead.
Bye, Paul. Win tonight, go to papajohns.com and type in the promo code WOLVESWIN for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. They should win. Memphis sucks. Paul Allen, I assume, is next. I haven't seen him yet, but maybe he's here next. We're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Listen to us on iHeartRadio all day long. Go for it. See ya.
Of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.